All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. I get this thing fired up and going. We have somebody want to prepare. Do I have an agenda I'm working on?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Heavenly Father, very grateful to be gathered together. We're thankful for the blessing of being here at the ranch. Guidance as we make the decisions for the betterment of this land and also the people that enjoy it. And we do this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you. Do we have an approval on April board minutes?
We had one in May.
But we never did approve that. Was that the one that came up here on the snowstorm we didn't have any recordings on?
Yes.
Okay, so this is where we are going to approve these. Call for approval on the minutes from our April meeting. That was the published one. approval on the minister. All in favor?
Okay. Have we not had the April meeting minutes before?
No.
I know. It was, well, I posted it.
Yeah, she did, and it's been on.
So you had to see it.
Well, I was thinking there was one that was posted, but I think we're not confusing ourselves too. Is that short meeting we had up here with the snowstorm? I think that's what it was. Because we did not have any recordings on that one.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Oh, that was the main one. But did I not send you out?
This is basically it for me.
This is very cool. Yeah. I'm under the impression that May wasn't even a meeting, just some people got together since nobody was here.
Yeah, no, we had a June meeting.
We didn't have a June meeting, but we had the May meeting at the ranch here.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody has the April minutes here, and lucky if we're not present for May. I do believe the April minutes, I think you are right.
They were posted.
Sure, but it's already gone. Let's get into the financial report from Linda.
This is actually where this year, this month we have now brought in our assessments than what we had budgeted on coming in. So we're ahead on that. That's a good thing. We still have a lot of budgeted items that are open that we have funds for that we can use in. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
So we're not out of the woods yet.
No, we're fine.
By a long way.
We're fine. We can.
I think we do need to sit down and take a. I would encourage all the board members to look carefully at our budget that we have here. There's a lot of things we have not done because of current progress and job doing with the ranch house that we didn't even have budgeted. So I would encourage everybody, if they could, to look over some of the items and see where we can move some things around so we can
We've done that.
Reclassify the students just a little bit. So
we can get through some of that when I do my financial thing.
Okay. All right.
And just bring out some of the
I'm proud of the Aries responsibility. We all pretty much know who they are, and I think now by having the printout in front of you, Jeff and Debbie, you guys now know who the responsibilities for each one of these different divisions we kind of talked about previously are.
Yeah, that's very
so
helpful.
So if there's anything in those things there, when you're looking at something, please let just those approved board members know about those different items.
Okay, that's very helpful.
And jumping around to assist Ben here, I do want to jump clear over into his area, see what kind of reports he has. I'm going to kind of jump around here a little on this, on the agenda.
Mark, one thing right there in yours on that Wayne Gate thing, I did meet with them, so if you want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'll give you a report.
When we last met, we some of the safety concerns from Wingate. There are some instances from some of the members that are having some people on their property. We've had some runaways and so forth. A lot of questions were asked at that meeting as to who they were, why they get their approval to do what they're doing, and how come they're so close to us. As we were leaving, Dale was with me, and we actually were stopped by the Wingate people looking for yet another runaway.
Oh, no, me too.
And also, we also ran into the sheriff on our way home, too, that same day. He was out seeing them and wanted to know if we had seen the runaway ourselves, too. We had a little chit-chat with them, and we told them we'd like somebody to call us and kind of brief us in on what's going on and why. I had not received any phone calls. I gave them my personal numbers, and they just had Dale's numbers too. I'm not sure, but I gave them my business cards, and they never called me. So, what do you have to report on that?
For the most part, you know, I think that, and that's why I told you. I know the owner. You know, Wingate's been a pretty, you know, straight up operation. I mean, they are bonded, insured, licensed to be on the BLM, so there's, you know, some of that whether we like it or not, we really can't control, other than when they're getting in the area. I talked, you know, Shane Gallagher is the owner of it, and I told you, I was getting different reports, and I think he'd want to know about it, and he said, you know, we have, you know, as far as sometimes these black trucks speeding down the road or running off people off the road or some of the reports that I've got, he said, yeah, any of that we want to know about. I've called the sheriff on our own staff. We've, you know, terminated staff members. Any of that kind of stuff is not, you know, in keeping with, you know, the operation to run. You know, they've been here for 5 years now. This has never come up in a board meeting until the last 3 months.
Right.
And so, you know, really, for they have 59 boys right now, and then plus staff. So they've got, 60 people in 6 different pods out here, 24 hours, 7 days a week, year round. And in 4 years, to have the one runaway that got in the podunk 2 months ago.
Wait a minute, you just said boys.
And girls. Sorry.
Okay, because I was going to say the one that ran away last time was a girl.
That's right. No, they do. I think that they've got majority of boys, and it was originally boys, but now they do have a couple of dozen girls, and so they run, and they have 6 pods, and one is a younger group that stays away from the others. But again, most of these are not convicted criminals or people of that nature, but they do bring them in after dark, and you'll see their truck come in at midnight and leave at 4 in the morning, because they always bring them in from Las Vegas, fly them to Vegas, bring them in during the dark so that they don't know where they're at or whatever. And so I told him I'd get him a map, because he said we don't want them to see lights at all, because if they do want to run, and they usually, they're usually here for 2 months in their program. If it's the first 3 or 4 days where a kid's scared and doesn't want, and kind of going through that transition period, and the kid that got there in Podunk, he did. Got up to that cabin and stuff, and that's where they talked to him. And Shane came and talked to, who is the older gentleman? I didn't know that was out there. He said he would have talked to him.
Lee Bellin. So he said, my staff talked to him. I went back the next day to talk to him to make sure, because he had, got by one cabin and then got in, next to another. He said, I want everybody to be clear. if there's any damage ever done, if one of our guys ever got in and broke into, you know, financially, we will be responsible for any damage. Right? So at the same time, if you want to draw, Delaware and stuff on the map, because I told them it's kind of chopped up. You know, they haven't had a problem here in Meadow Canyon or part of the ranch. It's out there in Podunk where there's a lot more ground around it that, you know, he's finding out where that is. So I think the thing, he wants to meet you, I told him, you know, because with your connection with the emergency radios, now that Jeff's up here, you know, he may stop by and visit with you just so that they know they are. But
Did you see them coming in this morning?
I did.
They were hiking when I came in.
Oh. Well, that thing, they're always around. And we're so interlocked with BLM. I mean, they are fully permitted on the BLM and the National Monument can be anywhere. So,
just on
you know, the flip side of that is, and the one thing he said, I just took a check today for $46,000. And so if there's a place, you know, he said, we don't want to build structure. Their whole thing is completely primitive, where they make everything by hand and everything. But they have spent time over towards outlets and private grounds. You know, and he said, you know, there's a area over there that, hey, I'd rather pay a private landowner. We have a set budget of, you know, 3% of our gross that we pay to be on their land. And there's several ranches over there I've given $2,500 checks to because we were in their area for a while. And one of them, you know, we didn't even know we were on his ground. And I said, well, that doesn't give me a lot of confidence. I mean, you got to know where you're at a little bit more. So I chided him a little bit. But he just said, you know, there, we would like to have a place where you could make some, like, you know, Native American style wiki up huts kind of a thing that, you know, in the winter, you know, they have had times where they've had 4 feet of snow out here and the search and rescue hadn't heard from them for 3 weeks and so they snowmobiled out to check on them or whatever because they're out here, hard stuff, they're out here year round. Okay. And so they said, you know, there's a place that in case a bad storm's coming in or something, we don't want anything man-made, but where we could cut some cedar trees. And out there, I mean, they can't hardly build a fire, or they can't do it. And they do move every day. So it's not like they establish and set up some. Every day they pack up, rake out their tracks, and keep moving. And so, you know, he said, $46,000 isn't, you know, nothing to the federal government, but to a local rancher may make a difference. And so...
Yeah, we don't want that $46,000.
I mean, so if there's very, we said, look, if you want to come through here and we designate an area that, you know, you guys could have more of a primitive camp, we have a lot of ground or something, you know, they would be open to that. Now, whether the membership wants that or wants to discourage that, I don't know, but they would be open to it. But as far as any of those problems or anything, you know, to have the one where, you know, they did actually approach it, he said, we have about one or two runners a year that actually get away from us for a few-hour period of time. You know,
they met their quota this year.
What's that?
They met their quota.
Well, this last one, if they were out looking for another one. He said, you know, in the 4 or 5 years, we've had about 10 people that we've had to chase for a while. Got the point where we were worried, started calling the sheriff's department to help us, you know, find out and stuff where they're at. But.
So did they find that last girl?
Mm-hmm.
Where was she?
Well,
and usually
they didn't know either.
They go lay down in a ditch and hide for, you know, they can hide for
night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had no idea they'd been here for so long. That's kind of a shock to me.
And then, well, they're based out pretty good rep. You know where their home base is? They're in Kanab.
Mm-hmm.
Down across from the airport. You know, kind of. So if there's ever a problem, mm-hmm. stop in there. Shane Gallagher's contact information, whatever question, you know, with the radios or whatever to be able to call. And if we said, look, we need to give them a clear, you know, if there's one contact person and a contact phone number or frequency or something, that if somebody's loose, we at least want to be notified. Because I told them that it was during that time where nobody's down here, and so there was vehicles with keys in it and some things that once you heard about on the radio, we went and, you know, tried to make sure that we were secure just to not encourage a problem.
Well, they're actually been, I mean, I've seen them for years, and they've been really good. I mean, this is the first problems we've had. They come right up Sly Canyon all the time, go right north, right through the middle of everything, and you don't even know they're there. The only reason I see them is I'm up on the BLM right next to my place cutting posts or cutting firewood or doing when I run into them, you know.
I see them because they walk that one, that's my, all the tracks.
And right, right.
Yeah. And they're on foot? Moving around, obviously. Is that what you're talking
but
about?
But there's always a
somewhere close. You know, when I see them, there's...
But they do. They make food drops weekly. You have a truck come out that one county road between here and Bull Valley Gorge. You'll see 5 gallon things of water and gray tuck where they do. They make food drops.
Yeah.
So then they kind of track. And like I said, they're moving all the time. But that's the thing that we said. Look, if you're going to loop through here, then stay on this private ground and you pay us. Or if we said, look, these strips, even though they're BLM, we really can't control. We really don't want you to get in the heart of the ranch because it is. You couldn't really get to it without crop. Private ground. We don't want you in here. Then they would respect that. They would go.
So do they have one of those maps?
They don't. That's what I need to get to Shane.
Don't we have some in there? Yeah, we do.
It's in the back in the corner. I think that's.
Maybe you can. You can.
I can. You know, if you want me to, I'll take it down to Shane. Okay.
You drop it off down there with Shane. You just let it, you know, because then he would, you know, be able to.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
And while they are looking for something where they could do some other primitive base, like I said, I don't know if there's been much work. If we don't, go on one of our neighbors. So it's not like it's not like we're going to say stay within 50 miles from it. They're going to go to any one of four neighboring ranchers that border us.
But if you could tell them what area to go to, you know, what.
That's an interesting one.
The other question is, where do we want them on the map?
Much
up
on Slide Canyon, that's probably why they go
there. Fan, are these guys haul water or want it to be able to water?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Are they doing that or not? Are they coming in?
They do.
Water?
They do water and they have done projects for the ranch. I don't think they're doing it right now because they were working with the Brightons on that, but they were coming in
doing some things. They need to get with Jeff and coordinate
yeah,
and know so that we know where they're at. I don't know. I know that during the winter they try to get down Nephi pasture in lower country, and they're out here more in the summer months. But again, if we had a place right there, you know, on the outside of Broad Hollow where they could kind of cross that coal road, and so that they're, you know, walking on some of those less used roads or whatever.
Might not be a bad idea to give them a little summer help. Just a few things that they can do, and they come out just.
I've dealt with a lot of their staff and stuff, renting houses in town, and you know, again, there's always some.
Do they try to do service projects? Is that what they're trying to do? These guys in the wilderness. What do they do with these guys during the day?
Hike,
and then get to another place and make their bed out of cedar bark and start a fire with a bow and drill. And I mean, it's absolute primitive.
They graduate up to where, you know, if they behave themselves in a 7x7 piece of plastic part to get the rain off of them, but they have to earn that, and it's a disciplinary program.
Drink some water, thank you.
Just for eating nuts and talking.
All right. But they are the only program I'm aware of.
Okay, so now...
Linda, what about Weber coming in? What about Weber coming in and asking for service projects? That's different.
Yeah, that's a scout group that's coming in the cabin, in the garden cabin, and those will be boys.
Yeah.
Michael Weber is bringing his tent cabin on Monday, and they were just looking for projects around the ranch. You'll find that a lot of members are looking for something to do around the ranch. And that's good to keep a list of, well, you know what, we have these things that would be great if you want to go.
We'll do that. Get that.
Scrolling up, we always get projects.
I didn't look at that today. No, we appreciate that.
Somebody has been along there and trimmed the trees up high.
I bet you Steve did.
The limbs are all still laying there. Beautiful. I don't know how they did it.
This is for us.
Not better, can you? The limbs are still all in the gutter.
We have a big problem with thistle this year. Thistle.
There's some.
They're in Broad Hollow. I mean, that's something that the scouts and stuff, we've done. Yeah, you know, send boys out with a shovel to at least, you know, by hand chop and cut thistle and turn them over.
We were kind of also thinking along the road up to the upper cabins. I mean, all that brush is coming in. It would be nice.
We'll have a discussion with
So they want to, when they come every year, they want to do a project. And they said, well, we'd like to take out some of the trash around the cabins, their cabins. And we could do it on the roads, too. And they said, would the board care? I said, trust me, they don't care. The way I can just start, you know, you come up, you don't have to bring a saw, just bring your loppers and start lopping some of that oak brush out, that ground cover out of there, and down one side of the road. And there, you know, next time they can, you know, put that as part of a project. But if somebody wants to have a project, they don't come with their loppers, or if they need to, they can come borrow mine. I've got a couple of pair.
We have a few here, too, they can use, and I was thinking that would be a good service project. Even around the propane tanks, there's a lot of old rock.
All that stuff needs to be cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that report on and checking on that stuff for us, Ben. Let's jump into Ben's agriculture area. What do you have for us?
Now, the only other thing, and Jeff knows more than I do, because Hunt spent last week here, and I know they spent time together. Kayla was here Tuesday. Jeff, is that correct? Working on fencing. Did you interact with him? You know how much I haven't got a report. That's the only problem is, you know, the communication and stuff.
He was just mainly making repairs, and they pulled out a few things, and they were coming back to then actually do the actual fencing.
So right now he's working on the west boundary, right when you get to the ranch and going north up through there. And then the next priority that we're under our lease agreement contract is to try to tie in from the top end of the well field northeast somewhere to keep a worthy division between Deer Springs Point allotment and the private ground in around Broad Hollow and that. And some of those old fences ran across some of those private lots, and so we still need to height that or whatever. But
who's doing that fencing with that?
Taylor and his group. So right now he's working on that west fence. Brent worked last week and got the old windmill well pumping with the solar, and so there's water there. And so he was looking at pushing one of the herds out into that area and leaving them out there. He has been pretty good, I think, this year, and sensitive in bringing fewer numbers and trying to move them around as dry as it is to knock over.
When I talked to him on Wednesday, he said they were going to move those cows out to where you put that, hooked up that solar pump for the water. Is that the well?
The gravel pit.
Oh, gravel pit. Is there a cattle out there?
They're not there yet.
They're not there.
They pushed them out there yet.
Well, they were going to do that on Thursday, but obviously they didn't do it because they're not there when they came out.
So, but that is the next area that they are.
Is it okay if the cows are out by the ponds? Is that acceptable? I mean, I don't know how this works.
They've been there before.
I mean, they were in the ponds and grazing all around. I just wondered is that
okay? Well, we still don't have a good set. Again, every year we were going to get a good set year this year, but with not getting the fencing done that we were going to do in May and early June, whether we can keep them.
I mean, they were allowed to go, but I don't know what the rules are. It just seemed weird if you got people there fishing and playing in the pond, but you got cows in the pooping. And it's just
that's not going to bother anything. It's not reservoir for drinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right, but it is somewhat, have them by in the middle of the summer months to not have them in there. Either be in the wet meadow where we can contain them. We did the spring work on that drift fence that's below the fish ponds. There's the cattle guard that's right there where you cross into the upper fish ponds. Again, last year the longhorns were walking right around the end of that cattle guard. And so at this point, I think it's fine to say this area is off limits, but again, that's something that you'll need to communicate.
But wait a minute, why? Just because people are in there also?
A little bit of both. I mean, we still need to rotate. They've been in there for the last couple of months. It's dry enough for cows just to be beating everything down. That's part of the thing. And Doug will be very cooperative in doing whatever we tell him to do. And
but we need to tell him.
That's what I'm saying. You need to tell him. This is now off limits. Get everything out of here. I'm going to inspect it in 3 days, and then anything in here is out of place. So that we know where they're not. But, you know, driving in up here, there's a cattle guard, and right next to it's a gate, and the gate's open. And every time that I see a cattle guard, and there's a gate next to it, and gates are open, and they're just kind of wherever.
Right. That's how it was.
It's a little bit tough, but to keep them right now out of the pond area, I think there's plenty of other areas that, you know, it's nice to pull in there and be able to sit, you know, step out and go fishing and not step in fresh poop.
Well, and that upper spring is there too. They shouldn't be around that.
Yeah, and so to do that, and then the same thing also, the only other thing on here is they've been around the ranch headquarters quite a bit in the well field down below and stuff, mm-hmm. which I think they've eaten pretty much anything that's here. As of now, I would like to see we get them out of the well field. So again, they're not a problem around the well.
Yeah, because that vault cover is getting warped by their weight.
Yeah, and that is more of a concern. As far as the contamination, you know, that's really not an issue. That's why a well is grouted for 200 feet deep, so that you don't have to keep them 200 feet back away on a fence. They can poop right there. There's no way for that to contaminate down into the water system. So, right. But the vault, it should be fenced off. I mean, it definitely would be good for us to put not a vault, but more of a pole enclosure around that just to keep them off that vault and stuff. Right now, I just get them out of the well field, and then with this rain, and again, as soon as we can get the ranch out into there in the next 2 weeks, if we get some rain, is between now and mid-September, to take a day and get seed and use that drill in the Kubota and drill all of the plant, all of the well field with some type of a crop. It is a top priority, I think. I mean, that's the top priority on that. So if you can work with me, where you need to kind of calculate and talk to Granite Seed or Maple Leaf Seed, a couple that we've got seed from, get an idea of, you know, how many pounds, and get that ordered and have that ready so that, you know, we adjust that, and whether we need to drag it and harrow it or we can go ahead. Is this the drill setting out here?
Yeah.
If that's ready to go,
it's ready. My dad went through completely. The only thing he said, based off the seed you're using, it needs to be adjusted and dialed into that seed. And I couldn't give them an answer as to what seed we planned on using.
If we tell them, it's a John Deere whatever number drill, they'll tell us, set it to a 7 or whatever.
Right.
Or we can kind of calculate how many pounds per acre we're putting on.
Right.
But if we get enough moisture out of this, we should do that here in the next week or so, and hopefully get some more moisture the rest of August, September, and get it up. But keep all animals off of it this year, let it go through the winter and snow on it, and then come out next spring so that we have some kind of a decent crop next year, you know, because it's now been, you know, planted that.
Can something, is that vault cover flush with the ground, or is it raised up?
It's pretty much flush.
Couldn't we put one of these old trailers, pull it over, so that if next year cows become the issue, they're not standing on it?
Yeah, but by then, I agree. We just need to put 6 corner posts and some railings and just build a vault so that they can't
even... Until that happens?
Well, cows need to be out of there by the end of the week. Go chase them out, one gate, and close the gates.
Should we have Brent do that? He likes working with
cows. Yeah.
Brent's a good cow herder.
Our lease with Doug says that, you know, he has, you know, free range of the range, and he's paid a premium to not conflict with anybody else around the ranch, except what is used around ranch headquarters. Now, if he uses stuff down below the ranch and stuff, it's fine. The well field is the first and top priority that, you know, next year. Brent, understand, you may not ever use the well field because, you know, that's a dog. I mean,
Brent,
what you doing? Thanks, you're off the list.
I use that well field, Brent.
So I would like to see, with, you know, the SRA money, put in seed, plant it this year, and have a crop in there. And then if we have ranch animals to use it, if not, we bring this herd in, but we let them in for 1 week, graze it off, and get them back out. And we manage that a little bit better. That's our only real agricultural field. That's not. He is here leasing the rangeland, not the agricultural property.
Okay, so here's the question for Jeff. Is this the thing that he does during his 19th hour on the clock?
Well,
it's got to be on the list of priorities, and it's got to be one, two, or number 10, or number 50. But it needs to be there so he knows.
But when you're working on.
Well, some of it's priority based on. and what the soil conditions are.
Tomorrow, but you're going
to
be...
Yeah, they put up permission to do that ranch house. We really, that needs to be number
one. We're just dry enough right now. We could use a lot of kind of soak up what's there. I think that it needs to go on the list as top 10, and then we need to argue through prioritizing that as top 10. I don't know where it shakes out, because I don't know what other area people... It is the number one priority for... Ben Clarkson's Agricultural and Wildlife Project. Now, how that shakes out with the other
I can see and I agree with that, and it does need to be on the top 10.
Are we gonna be next month? Are we gonna be talking about the same thing? And now we're into August.
Well, and if it,
so the thing is, do we hire it done and get it done, or do we just put it on Jeff's list and it becomes number 51?
Now wait a minute, you don't really have to seed that till we're getting closer. Probably in another month or two.
Right. That's
and the, so because you've got to make this right before the fall, so you can go.
Yeah, you want to terminate over the winter.
Yeah, we don't. I think
support outsourcing the fencing for the rain gun fence. I support outsourcing fixing some of these roads and the grader work this year, and that Jeff keep working on the ranch house. Maintain, you know, whatever the cabins, and just be one of the project that he
towards the fall.
Well, okay. In between 3 weeks and 4 weeks, between now and next meeting, the next 30 days, and he's got 2 weeks working mainly on the ranch house. After that, he's got 2 weeks before next meeting. One of those days of that second 2 weeks, I think, should be driving the Kubota and drilling that field. And is it going to take 5 hours or 20 hours to drill?
By next month, board meeting. It's done.
It should be drilled.
So where are we getting the seed?
And what kind of seed?
Should be
granite seed or maple leaf.
If you're going to do the top 10.
No.
If you're going to do the top 10, number one. Because that number one, the ranch house has to be finished in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about the fencing first? So can
yeah,
you already consider
and
you're
going
to do
yeah,
that's going to be outsourced. Right. But that's going to be really on our list. Okay.
Right.
And then what about the roads? Because the rain is coming now.
Right.
It's a good time to start doing
right.
the roads.
Well, that's a whole. That's Mark's area. But yeah, but yeah, that's not Jeff's priority. He's going to be familiar with it. He's going to coordinate it. He's going to watch it and learn from whoever does it. But that's going to mainly be done the next couple of months by Larry Meltzer, Larry Clarkson, or Clark Lamb, or whoever we get to come in and run it.
So we're going to outsource that to
yes.
him. He needs to have it.
What
right.
type of seed?
Mm-hmm. My question.
We need triticale. Or dry land pasture mix.
Like a dry land.
Or a dry land pasture that has a lot of triticale in it. Is what's been the most successful.
How much?
They'll know. If you say, we need to know. Google Earth, we can measure that and say.
What was the...
About how many acres?
How many acres? Just for the well field?
I think right now, let's just test case the well field. Then if we say, hey, that went fast, we get the whole thing in a day, then yeah, we go back out west in those fields and get more seed. Those areas that the dryland farmers doubled this 2 years ago, we've got to get a crop in right away. But at least in the next 30 days to get the well field, that's an area that's fenced, but then we can keep all animals out and off of it. And any of that close to the ranch fencing that needs to be done, I think, Jeff, is your responsibility. Like
yeah,
a well field that you can kind of do and monitor. But if it's, you know, this fence that's 5 miles out, that's Taylor's. And that's where that division is. And any of these, you know, within sight of the ranch house, that should be fenced. I'm not saying there's not a couple
and
broken
what
wires.
What was the issue of the cows getting in here last time? Was it a gate opener with town that you mentioned?
No, the problem was, and Doug told me what happened, is the Broad Hollow cows. There's three groups of cows. There's the lower ranch cows, there's the Broad Hollow cows, and then there's the meadow cows. And the Broad Hollow cows have been coming down here, and they came in. And what happened was is the fence gate to the main gate was down. When it was reported to me, they said the fence was down. The fence wasn't down, the gate was down. And so what happened was, and what was upsetting to the Brockbanks is, it doesn't bother me much because everything I drive, albeit mechanically perfect, is cosmetically not that good. So a cow can run up against it, and I don't really much care. But Ben brought his good truck out here, and one of those Longhorns is
scraping.
And in fact, my old crummy Blazer, you know, and I, it didn't matter, but when you got members with their cars parked in here, and the cows come in and start, you know, making.
They were actually here in the hip.
They were right here. They were right here. Right. Bill moved his car and his truck in and closed.
Well, and that's where we just kind of, some of this we don't understand, but this, I don't know what the problems are, and over this I'll fix it, but from Memorial Day to Labor Day, there should not be wandering loose animals in the ranch yard at all. For them to come and graze in the early spring when nobody's here, to keep them so it's not overbuilt and a fire hazard, or after in the fall to do it, but yeah, they should never be here. There's places for them to access and get water. We did clarify, you know, filling water tanks is Doug's responsibility. He needs to come and turn on a faucet and stand there for an hour while it fills. That is not Jeff's responsibility. Again, part of being a good neighbor, sometimes he's going to be gone and ask him. Yeah,
three times we have herded cattle and horses back into the fencing that was down and tightened up the fencing and whatever. So, you know, we don't mind doing that when we're here. It's just fortunately we were here when that occurred and we minimized any of the other.
Well, and we'll learn through these so that, again, we went through, by the end of the year, in 90 days, Jeff should be able to say, yeah, I know where that gate is, and it's up, and that gate's open, and this one's not. I don't want it to be 3 now. We can still keep saying, cows are getting out, and I think there's a gate up there between two trees, and Jeff's still saying, I don't know, I can't find it. It's not that hard, but that's where we were the last 3 years. And so I can go over getting Taylor back out here. He's been busy enough. You know, we had the other people to do some fence repair. Didn't work out, but at the same time, he's almost upset, and now it's taken him 45 days to show up again. But, you know, he was coming out today. And again, that is the first priority. And then the next one is to work from the well field. But that's something you need to work on with Jeff, if we can, and decide where do we move that fence. Because the old fence ran cross-country across people's 20-acre parcels. But we don't want that. We need to, you know, find the actual corners and decide where to zigzag and go put a
Okay, so
fence we're going to
add priority number 3. As you just did, ranch house. Disconceived, and then you want to.
The fencing is just because he's here. It
right.
makes sense that I would work with him.
He's
for
just
going to
coordinate and
yeah,
be aware of what
his
yeah,
techniques and understand
okay.
that.
Well, so that has to be on our priority list. So we're going to have to put him number 2.
Well, and those are going to change. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Jen,
yeah.
The fencing that needs to be done for his contract, we're already working with that with Taylor, and that's already in progress? Okay, good. So we don't have to worry about that. That's already in. Thank you. I just want to make sure we're not running behind there.
So,
And then whatever road grading is being done, I'll spend a day or two getting familiar with their techniques and what to do, what not to do, and that. So,
I think we best wait till we get one of the Larrys or
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
We'll Larry back and going to be here for a while where he can spend. I mean, he's still out.
Here a couple of weeks, and he can spend 2 more weeks up in Alaska.
No, remember I just struck that deal with Alan Seed, and they're, you know, he's taking the grader to the shop down there. He's bringing it back up here to work on some rants. He could work with Jeff when he's doing that.
We're saying no.
What?
We're saying
no. Yeah. No, we've approved him to fix the grader and use it to keep the road out.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm concerned as far as having Alan Seed train Jeff, because we've had complaints that Alan Seed's done a lot of damage to the road.
The damage is driving
the tires. Okay. It's all out of speed.
Right.
With the rock hauling equipment. What's not with the grader, is that right?
Well,
rock confusion.
I paid a lot of money into what he did in Rod Hollow and we spent thousands of dollars to regravel that road, and then I don't know if it was Alan or one of his staff then went and graded a 14-foot road down to an 8-foot road and gravel and bladed all the gravel, and we just paid $10,000 all in, and I'm super unhappy. So I don't know enough to know, but I know in some of those areas.
Operation, basic operation, show knowledge or know-how can maybe show Jeff, but as far as the actual
in the road work?
Techniques, procedures, I think would rather have one of the lines or a plan.
So there's been a 20-year thing, whether John Pardo was a roadmaster, and then the next guy said, well, everything that he did was wrong, and yeah. We've gone back and forth, and we have, we've had some degree of, but we have had problems where we paid somebody to do something, guy came and said, well, he decided to get everything that I just did, and I just want to get all on the same page. So that
is Larry Meltzer in the area?
He's up in Park City for a week working, on a project up there, but he should be back this weekend. I can talk to him.
But we don't know when our grader's coming back.
I'm not sure. I can talk to Alan and find out when it's coming back. They want to get this stuff done, so it's not like they were dragging their feet on it.
Right.
They won't, and they're doing quite a bit to it. They're cleaning, yeah. They're pulling the fuel tank, they're cleaning the fuel tank out.
Boys move,
yeah, and so they're going to come back. They want to get this project on the way and done. And so,
I can only do the project after that.
Alan's going to have the road grader the next 30 days. So the next 30 days, roads and road grader for Jeff is not a part of the job.
Unless they're going to go out and gravel the
middle. No, that's what I say. As a board thing and under risk, I think we authorize Alan Steed. Haul some gravel, fix the bad spot, use the ranch grader, get that thing patched up. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Did you ever catch up with him on
Wednesday? That was
Wednesday.
Part of the deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, now it's actually got...
Wasn't that part of the deal?
With the gravel?
Yes.
I talked to Alan for a year.
Well, he talked to Larry, and I was out here, and he asked me where the person was supposed to gravel, and you guys were, and I said, I'll talk to Larry that morning.
Right, so we'll do that. And Jeff should know where it's at, maybe be up there, but it shouldn't be a big distraction from what he's doing. Alan can fix that. Yeah, and part of it's really hauling the gravel in and putting down another 4 inch left.
I don't know.
Okay, go. But that wildlife, I heard last night that somebody stopped and told my mom at the cabin, and my mom is not freaking out that another bear was in that pond.
When was that?
Just a couple days ago. Actually walking around at the pond while they're out there helping themselves. I didn't go into that. Questions the fact whether there's a bear again.
One wish on blonde.
We hate the blonde. Yeah. Well, you have a blonde boy.
Yeah, smart. Stay away from.
So, I don't know what we need to do with that as far as the service goes. We need to notify the locals that, hey, we got bears in here again.
Division of Wildlife Resources, I can tell you exactly what they want. What they want you to do is, they want you to first go around and make sure there's no source of the food around your own property.
Right, correct.
Nothing's, you know, that's...
trash and all that.
Right, yeah, trash, anything that's going to be in a minute. The second thing they do, if the bear becomes a problem bear, meaning that it is continually coming back. And if you go out and make some noise and it runs off and it doesn't come back, then it's no longer a problem. And if it becomes a problem and it keeps coming back, they'll do is they'll go around and say, well, you didn't think you had trash out, but, you know, here's your trash.
You invited them.
Yeah, you invited them here. But as a last resort, they will trap them. But when they have to trap them, they have to euthanize them because they can't move them. They're not used to coming in around people. They can't move them and have them not do that anymore. The best move is
don't come out just to give us a consult. They want to, you know, they're really easy to work with. They'll come out and look around and give you some ideas. You know, I don't know about the rest of the people here before the wildlife.
Oh, my gosh.
You better at chicken. This is something that
I mean, really need to know right now that we did have a problem last year. Did try to break into a couple of cabins, and Lee was at fault on his. They found out why.
Not ranch cabins.
No, personal cabins.
They're what the kids are trying to play right
now. You know me, he's old, his eyesight wasn't good. He couldn't, you know, didn't know it was a bear, a kid.
Our cabin is kept really neat and clean. There's no trash or food left outside, but he tried to come in and then feed my dogs last year inside the cabin. And so we need to probably tell the ranch guests when they come up, especially if they're using the upper cabins to keep their maybe their trash
and maybe inside. Even put a sign inside the cabin here. It needs to be, because if we forget to tell them, then we forgot.
But well, the number one,
if there's a sign that says at least something about trash, don't invite them. Same thing. I don't know if trash, if there's a place to put trash around the fish ponds. We've got to educate people. And
there's fish in the fish pond.
Well, they came to the annual meeting a couple of years ago, and the number one problem they said was still feeding dogs. There was dog food. So, you know, guests that come up may bring an animal, and they're leaving dog food out on the porch. That's the number one thing that's attracting them, right, is dog food.
So do they need to make a sign and put it in each of the cabins?
Yeah,
there is a Bear Country sign in some of the cabins. I don't know.
But what does Bear Country sign say?
Well, some people are just not aware of the dangers and the hazards they put themselves in. So I think we can add some notes in the envelopes with the keys to let them know.
Well, especially since there's been bear sightings, so I'll make sure that gets in there.
Hey, you know, there is a thing such as natural selection. Maybe it's a good idea that we just let some of this stuff go.
Food safe is keep campsites clean.
What does that mean to some people? Some people's scope of cleanliness is a lot different than mine.
That's what the bear is.
The bears are on the 10 and 11.
You know, we're going to see more in the next 10 years than the last 10 years. So learning how to be appropriate and coexist is better than thinking that every time we have a bear sighting, somehow we're going
to
trap them.
Oh, no, I love to see
that. Well, especially the part about the pet food. I mean, I don't know that I would have necessarily thought about that, so probably other people will know.
Well, and that's important that people understand that. And if that sign's been there, and I've been here 100 times, I've never read it. So, I mean, it is there. For me, it needs to be something that's very obvious in the cabin. And cabin, I mean, that's not...
People check in, we'll give them the handout, and then we'll test them before we give them that they understand.
I've lived here full time for 10 years. I have had one bear problem. Came in and looked around, nose again, hands, paws on the window sink. And I have bears go through my property every year, but I've only had one time that I've had a problem. But when the bears are out moving, I also have my tack strips around the windows. So when they come up and they want to, they can't stand right at the window. And there's just a few things you can do. And
tack strips is in
poking out. What do you do is you take a piece of plywood about the size of your window, just about 6 inches or so. And you run some tacks up through it, so it just barely sticks through. So when they come and stand, they don't want to stand by your window.
Let's do it easy. Take the carpet tack strip and stick them right on there.
Yeah. These same principles will work for Wingate kids, too.
I was
I really haven't had a problem. And, so it's a little bit of management, a little bit of education, and I don't think that it shouldn't discourage them. In fact, who was I talking to? Somebody... I was talking to somebody. Oh, it was somebody from up at the North End there that were saying, "Oh, it was your sister, Lynette." She says there's a blonde. She was showing property up there or something, and saw this blonde bear. And she says, "I don't want to tell anybody about it because I'm afraid they're going to think we got a bear problem, and then somebody's going to be calling DWR to come out and trap this thing."
Well, we up north have the same problem with a bear sighting, and the Forest Service or park people didn't do
anything
to warn the people in the campsite, and the little kid got yanked out of the tent and eaten. So we've got to do. We have to educate people, but we also
we need to check our cabins. DWR did bring pamphlets and they'll provide. If we don't have a flyer in every cabin, we should get with them and have them provide that and staple up and have posted up
morning and
everything. It was in the guidebook.
And at the same time, maybe we can mention cougars.
Yeah, cougars are really a scary thing.
And it's maybe it's more pets than anything else. I don't know as far as food. But that's another one. Well, yeah.
Cougar will eat
small children.
But I don't think we've got any history of cougars attacking a person. And
well, but
we've got plenty of their own.
We still need to educate because we're in their territory and they're here.
Yeah.
So instead of pretending like they're not here or trying not to frighten people, as far as snakes, it's the same thing. They're here. Rather than not, we can hear them.
I actually had a pet mountain lion. Surplus zoo animal. Great animal.
It's probably different than the other
ones. No, moving right along.
Okay. I'm going to jump right back over to my area then. The Title V application, we put that we were going to leave on the agenda until April because this is supposed to come back from his training session in Phoenix. Did we hear something back from him on that?
He's back. I don't know that he will until we...
And that was the Title V for Slight Canyon, correct?
Yes. Well, the application was Slight Canyon and Scooter Ball way back to the pavement. That was the whole problem we were saying. Now that the county has got that cleared up and has title to it, we'll drop that and just pursue Slight Canyon. And he said, fine, fill out a whole new application from scratch. And somebody needs to fight through that, and I'm not the right person.
What's his name?
Mark Foley.
But Mark, you have all that paperwork.
Because that's where for us to say, you know, we sent him a check, it was $300 and something, but that was negotiated and fought through by Dirk and Brent years ago with Harry Barber, the head of the BLM. I've gone through a 110-yard road that I paid a couple $1,000 for. So, I mean, $300 for application for 10 miles of road or 15 miles of road. Somebody needs to say, Mark, fine, process the whole application, and then they still have to have separate road numbers because they're, and then we'll just quit paying one and let it drop off. But he's very, very, I mean, Mark is super detailed in saying, oh, you made one application, it included both roads, and I can't move forward unless you want to do both roads, or if you want to cancel this application, start from scratch. And again, that's his way of then denying and saying, well, I don't know what to do.
I want to put my two cents in that one. I think we have to just leave it. I think the county's working on some things, and I don't think we need to run with the Title V. So let's just be patient. We've gone this long without it. I think the county's making some progress, and let's just see what happens. Do we have a time deadline on that one?
Yeah, he sent us a letter and said, I have an open file. If you don't pay and move forward with this, then I'm going to consider it dead and I'm going to close it. And then we are out. So.
Then we pay another $300 to start it up again?
No, you'll go back and you'll pay $10,000.
See, Dirk and I worked real hard to get that fee waived down. And part of it was because we were willing to take on the scoot and paw from the pavement out to the brinker off turnoff. But, you know, maybe Shauna's idea is the best, of just leave it alone and let the county.
I think the county's got that way. And I'll talk to Dirk about that.
Yeah.
But I think...
Well, we already did. Dirk's input on Slade's Canyon was Deer Springs needs to go out and do it. I'm not sure that Dirk told us pursue that. Not the county road, but, you know, that Slade Canyon Road that's dead end in our private ground, encouraged
I'm
going
to talk to Dirk.
You'll talk to Dirk about that. Will you let me know what you find out with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But after that, we need to get moving on it so we don't lose that. If we don't want to lose it.
Right. Last time I tried to talk with him, he was still trying to talk to you. And I said, well, that's been moved to me, but he's still yet trying to talk to you. So.
No, last time I gave you the papers in like February and said, here, that's the last time I talked to him in like January or December.
He tried to
so
send.
So once I gave you the papers, I haven't had any conversation.
He sent something else and... I remember I saw something else, but he was trying to get a hold of you. So.
No.
And I was like, no.
He's focused on
me now, and he's been kind of goofy. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, I don't know if this next section should have been in an executive meeting or what, about grounds payment.
Oh, I don't think so. It's just a question.
Okay.
passed on that one.
Yeah, I just, you know, we just need to make it clear between all the board members, like it was a couple of years ago, that no trade-outs will be done after the fact. It's going to be before, so we all know what's going on. We'd like to have a paper trail of it in the bookkeeping. I think Lynn and I talked about that. So we know later on we can go back and say, hey, well, this is done and this is done, and here's where it equals out in the books. Trade-outs are great. I love them for the fact that if we have members that aren't current, they can trade out their labor and stuff to do that, and that's great. But it also affects our cash flow, so you have to be really careful. I don't want Val getting the idea that we took back something because we didn't ever say that. I think, so if, you know, if he's got that message through you that we're not taking it back, it was just, it needs to be pre-approved before we do all this, and that's
he's got that down straight now.
Okay,
so,
cool.
And
we're hard feelings on
it.
So are we good with Val?
Are we good right now?
My other question on that is the $100 for seating, where is the seating at?
Seating was extra seating they put out on Lot 1, which is association property. Did a lot of extra seating
okay.
work on that area out there.
And that's for?
Ground control.
Yeah, erosion control and range improvement.
All right. So was the board okay with that?
Yeah.
He was told at that time, and like I said, I did have that receipt in my hand, and I apologize. It blew out of my truck, and I could not catch it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, no, and that's where I don't remember, because Dirk was the president at the time, but we met when we were up there at the 40,000-gallon tank, and, you know, Kathy Duvall was on the board and stuff. The board was in unanimous in approving that written thing. And, again, some of that, I don't remember all the details, but it was approved at that time, and we settled that out, and I think it's a... Unless there's something else I'm missing.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, from here out, I said, there's no, I said, everybody does a lot of voluntary work anyway. So I said, and he said, that's fine. He just needed to know that.
Yeah.
Because he was just under the assumption that he could, you know, do some things like that. But that's
yeah,
fine.
And if we want to volunteer for, if there are costs involved that we need to know about later, then we don't want to know that later. We want to know about when we agree to it.
Right.
Okay, we're cool on that.
Okay, moving on then. This is a talk we had a while back on the internet here about possibly moving things to bi-monthly. I think right now we really can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. Second.
So I'm going to drop that suggestion.
I still think it's a good idea. But I
maybe during our non-peak season.
Yeah. Maybe wintertime?
Yeah, so I still think we should shoot for it starting October 1 or something.
What if we did it this way in the summer? Well, I don't know how your job works. In the summertime, we could do it monthly, and then in the wintertime, do it bi-monthly. Or that,
yeah.
Or maybe even we can do the Skype thing. Now that we've got this worked out, we can do Skype for the every other meeting that we're not meeting in person. We could do that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that way we don't have to leave our houses, and we don't have to spend the gas. And
I was thinking,
I emailed him a couple days ago, asked him to preliminary... Before the meeting, get the connection.
But so it doesn't always work, but you know.
Well, no, it's been working just great. But he hasn't responded, and he's not here today, so.
And he's on a new job, so that's.
Well, let's keep this as a possibility, then let's talk about. I think, you know, right now we are kind of some critical time. We need to spend some extra time up here helping. With Jeff and Evie on this, you know, everything moving forward. And I know last month was a bad month for the majority of us, and.
On the other hand, I think we may have gotten more done with fewer people and strengthened Jeff and Evie more if the meeting had not been canceled. I was here and others, and I think some questions could have been answered.
I do think, and I'm the worst of the fingers on me, because right now, if we're the 11th, I will not be here in August. And so, but I think that even if there's not a quorum, that's not a reason to cancel the meeting.
Well, we might have had a meeting.
I think the board needs to develop a trust between themselves so that if you're not there, I think we know generally where you're coming from and that we would feel very comfortable to move forward.
Well, this idea
that we spend half our time cannibalizing each other and afraid. Oh, I don't want Mark to meet with the manager by himself because he may do something stupid.
Yeah.
I think that's completely out of line.
That's just me. That's Mark, and I agree. But at the same time, I'm at the point that I would rather do Mark's stupid thing than nothing.
I think you're on something. You know, even if we don't have it, if some people could come out here and at least help give them some leadership and some guidance.
I think that is good. I mean, we've always had that mindset that, well, maybe we can't.
Ryan was here. He didn't come down, but Shauna.
No, we couldn't make major functions, and I agree that we should get a trust level of what I know what, you know, Ben's going to do, or what Jody's going to do, or what Shauna's going to say. You know, I feel you on that one, that if that's the case, we're at least here making progress. And we can't make no major decisions. We're going to burn this building down to start all over from scratch without, you know, a quorum.
See, those kind of decisions don't come up very often. That's why I think it's a good idea to go to, especially during the off season, to go to bi-monthly meetings, because most of the decisions that are made, we're just micromanaging mostly what the manager should be doing and need to know that that's what they should be doing. A lot of these decisions, you don't rise to the level of having to be decided by the board. Most of the time. Almost all.
Well, something too to think about. Well, if we start thinking about doing those bi-monthly meetings during the wintertime, like, okay, we could do that, but we need participation back on the email. Like, you know, I know you read everything and print everything, and I don't know if you can read it, but we need to have, if we're going to do that, we've got to have commitment from you guys that don't answer it. You will participate in that kind of meeting.
And I spoke to Leonard. You have my commitment.
Okay.
Go ahead and do everything that you can possibly do. I don't plan to be a part of a lot of the chit-chats. I think it's a waste of time. And I'm not.
I think that we need to formalize, though, and differentiate between discussion and action items that need a report. If it comes from Linda or from Marcus President, straw poll, I mean, it's got to be in the subject line. Straw poll of the board. Here's a question. Then all seven members are bound to respond yes or no. That's different than Jody has an issue and I have an issue and we involve Brent and we involve Vance and we're discussing stuff that half the board may say, I don't care if you put a yellow satellite dish or a red satellite dish. I don't care if it's Usenet or broadband. I don't care. I don't want to even read those emails. And so we can't. I can't take care of my responsibilities and yours when I continually get sucked in to micromanaging all these other things. So if it comes from Linda or Mark as an action item for the board, with a subject line
action
of
item.
Action, you know, board decision needed, then we can all quickly see that and say, yes, I vote yes or no. Or here's my response.
Generally, I like to see things happen. My vote is yes. If something is out of line that I think I need to try and stop, I'll respond.
Okay. You're going to respond yes or no on board action,
please,
right?
Yeah, please. We need that now.
It's only fair. We're not going to assume yes, Dale votes yes. Legally, that doesn't stand up in court. We need your response saying yes, I did, or no, I didn't. Not you have blanket yes unless I oppose.
But don't answer our questions for the pink satellite.
Let's simplify it so that we don't have 30...
Right. I agree, but that's what I'm saying. Unless it says that in the subject line, then you consider it's commentary and you can kind of prove it, but you don't need to respond.
You know what, though? I mean, even instead of having to check, because I like that, I can see my emails during the day, and that's one of the reasons why I respond, but I don't like to chit-chat, and I don't have anything to add, but I want to stay informed because there are things that come up that I'm going to oppose that I am not in favor of, and then that's what I'm going to. So it's really hard, but there's sometimes there might be 20 emails a day.
Right.
Yeah. And Dale's not going to chat with everybody like some of us have.
That's why I say we consider everything chit-chat commentary unless it in the subject line says board action required, and it's simple, one paragraph, here's kind of the situation. We need your vote, yes or no. And if that comes from Linda or from Mark, then we all agree that we need to answer yes or no, including Shauna.
Oh, she's included too.
Including Shauna and Ryan and me and everybody.
Shauna's going to give me a new email to get it.
Well, I don't have it at home. So if I don't get it, like my computer was down this last month, and finally they just found out that it was a bad router. So they got the router, but that email only goes to my office.
Well, any board requirement like that, I think is only reasonable that it's a 72-hour turnaround time. There is no emergency.
can't get my email.
Okay, if there's an accident,
computer, except that
don't send me an email. Dial 911.
Yeah.
Get the ambulance out here if it's that critical.
Yeah.
But if it's a board thing, then we should have enough 72 hours to think about it, do a little research, and then respond.
And if then
perfect,
and make it only on that one item, so we don't have to
right.
get all the other
and, yeah, and then,
so by the way, we have another cow situation. You know, let's leave all that stuff as a separate email.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right. So right. We're talking about cows in the subject line. You're still talking about painting the ranch house.
One item. I mean, just. Make that as a board item, and I agree 100%. I like that.
But right now we're meeting. Next month we need to meet.
Yes.
September is going to be the annual meeting. We will meet. August is budget meeting. We need to meet. So the next 3 months we're meeting. Then from there, then let's look at November, December, maybe going to every other one or something. But the next 3 months.
Yeah, through September.
It's got
October.
So everybody, please see, look at your calendars. If there's something we can do to help accommodate any one of you, please throw that up as soon as possible. I'm sure the majority of us can flex a little.
I'm going to get kind of available. You know, this meeting, home. Do you want to meet out here or in town?
I think for the August annual meeting.
No, September.
September.
We'll be here in September for the annual meeting.
September, we're here. Yeah.
August.
Do we want to be here?
Right now, I don't care. But, well, this one I'm not going to be
doing good. Why not?
What works for you on that time? Something close to that, or are you gone for a long period? Or
yeah,
change the week up front of that?
I'm gone from the 3rd to the 12th.
So.
I have another suggestion on the
throw some options.
On the email thing. One thing I noticed that seems to get has a subject line and then gets RE the subject line. But now the subject's morphed into about 5 different topics.
Yeah.
No,
we did that's what we just asked. Once y'all change that topic, you need to start a new thing.
All the stuff underneath.
Yeah, don't add to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you get in trouble too. That's where we get in trouble too by including people that don't voice an opinion on that. And then we start getting a big group discussion where it should just be.
When it leaves that topic, that discussion may continue. But if you have a different topic, you got to start a new subject line.
All right, so moving on. The next item here is item 3 about communication with managers. I think we've already talked about that earlier in our executive meeting, so I'm going to say that issue is covered. The next item is the pavilions. I think what we're going to talk about on that was this new idea that Vivian Brent that brought up to us on these new little Jeep pavilions type of a situation. At least enough to go. Whatever happened, I thought we had an approval on that.
What do I? So I'll go up to the pond and figure out a place, and then if anyone has any opposition or any input, of course, but get the holes punched and put. I'll do it next time.
And you stake up in while you're going to look this trip?
I'll go look, and I think it should go right where the other one's going to go, the new area, not where the ground
is. Yeah, right, yeah.
Closer to the.
It's really muddy up there. I'm not sure you want to go today.
Well, no, I won't, and then I won't go today. But sometime, and all we need is the dimensions, and we're going to use whatever the dimensions are for that mesh, so we don't have to have one custom made, and then put the posts in, frame it with the same wood that was used for these fences that's here on site, and get one up, and as long as everybody's fine with it, then we can put one on the pond, on each of the, near each of the ponds and wherever else, but at least get them up and get it done. And have them up. And then at the end of the season, take the mesh off and put it away and then put it back up in the spring. And it's in 36 or 40 hooks around the perimeter of it, and it just hooks in and it just lays it.
Oh, yeah, hooks of grommets or something?
Yeah, because the mesh has grommets, and so it will be something that hopefully those things will last, I don't know, a couple years, 5 years. But I don't want a disposable one. I'm not talking about a temporary post and frame. I'm talking about something that's going to last. It's going to be there forever.
Right.
Just like the original dock on the upper pond. But anyway, at least we get some shade, and it's going to leak, of course, if it rains, but we're not concerned about
that. I'll tell you what. Yeah, those will work so good. I was over in Boulder for the Heritage Festival, and their little stage was exactly the temporary. They used four posts, They've got it up. They've got a brace just in the back. They got one piece of custom cut shade cloth. I mean, we'll just build it to the dimensions we can get of that.
Yeah.
But they have a custom piece of shade cloth there that they hook up there, and you can get 5-6 years of use out of them if you take them down
in the winter.
So they're not getting the snow load on.
And sometimes
you
can put them on by each pond.
I think so. Yeah.
We have them down at our place where the horse, that's our horse shade.
Yeah.
And we've had them up probably 6 years. We don't have snow down there, but I'll tell you, wind will rip them real good. We had some monsoons last year, and the wind took care of a lot of them. But they're so cheap just for the material to replace that, you know, the structure will be right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But 5 or 6 years it took for the wind to finally destroy it.
Okay. So about year round, get them up year round.
All year round, and that's in summer.
Yeah, we're delayed for a Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no reason why we can't have, you know, one in each pond to provide shade and somebody.
How much does it cost?
$50, $25, I can't
remember.
Yeah,
I mean, we can cut our posts here. We can, you know, I mean, for a couple hundred bucks, we can get three pretty decent pavilions up. I mean, at least for somebody to get in shape, you know.
Okay.
And what size did you say they were?
I can't remember if it's 25 by 20.
He's going to check, see what the
debate. I think it was 12 by 25.
That's one of the ones that just replaced them with the custom
things. Big enough for a couple of kitchen tables, dirt or even gravel if we're going to go high.
Got lots of gravel, so
but not concrete. And then we'll get some picnic tables underneath them, and at least that'll be enough reason to get my family here, and I will be a happy time.
There you go. No, I like that.
That's simple. So I would plan doing the first one. If I can get Jeff or someone to punch holes or Brent, that's the technical.
Well, get it laid out, and then if once we get we can put that auger on, and if you're punching fence, you know, anyway, run up there and, you know, got 4 holes in the ground.
Good time when that's up to maybe put four fence posts out here on the club or something too, and same time success. There again, using our time in the way we're productive with our time management. Mm-hmm. Now we've got the auger on, let's do a couple things on our auger.
On the top 10?
I hope
so. Yeah, it's going to be by our.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is.
It's yours for me.
Well, what? Are you going to put that?
I will.
I would like to run this top 10 is if we get there's 7 areas of responsibility from 7 board members, all of them get their top 1, and then that leaves 3 more. That creates a top 10. I put in my top 1.
Mm-hmm. You just pulled that. Yes, Nathan. I thought about that earlier. Here's what 7 areas, 7 board members.
No, cheating. Okay.
Between 3 to 4 weeks.
All right. That's all I have on my subjects there. Okay. So I say we move right on to the next one. Right in the water. Resources management. Dale, have you had anything for us right now?
I had a representative from the Rural Water Association up looking at different things. And I also am an employed geologist. And identify water courses or potential for other wells. I made a list of, I think there's 16 water sources, wells or springs that are in use on the ranch today. And I think that list needs to check to make sure it's accurate. And then we also cut out the sheet that said to a member, how do I get water? What are my 4 options for my and everybody knows what those are and how to go about it. But I'll critique the list of water sources and the guidelines on where members could have water for their particular lots. It's important to be using the lots and water to be a critical item. So we should have some information from the geologists and from the water sources. We put a solar pump on the well on the side and a solar pump on the one in the pipeline canyon.
Where was those two summers at?
Lot 241, lot 166.
So your private well in slide, not the association well in the head of slide.
Right.
Because okay. There were talk at one time of seeing if that one at the head of slide would at least solar pump out enough water for livestock.
And the solar, the solar one we got now here is where? This one we talked about the other day?
Gravel.
We recently baled the one in lot 190 and the one on lot 289, and probably neither of them were worth spending time on. That's why I thought we'd, instead of using water rich, we'd try a gel and give us better guidance on water sources. I've had two or three of them look at the springs in Meadow Canyon, but there's no real progress there to report on the springs and their development. Still aren't yet to study them and move forward. I think that's all on the water sources.
Thanks. Tying into water there too for Brent being on fire, I would like to let you know that we're having an issue over in Podunk right now. I wouldn't count on having water available for fire.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to locate our problem. I think there's a line break at the Sugars situation. The tanks have been there at the that we've been using at the spring box for years is the four black tanks there, which we've had that how much gallons of water do you think those two black tanks hold, Dale?
Really? 4,000 gallons? I think there's more than that. I don't remember exactly.
It could be 4,000. Those tanks we've had there all the time have always overflowed, have always ran into the overflow into the pond there and so forth. The well, the spring, sucked right down dry. My dad went and turned water systems off the other day. He's also been able to water for the last 18 years. No problem.
Irrigate the meadow.
Irrigate the meadow. And he constantly works around growing all the grass up there. But we're having a big water now. Every time the Sugars are there right now doing a big memorial thing today for mom and dad. But as soon as they turn the water on, we lose everything. Sometimes our tanks, sometimes the spring at the end. So, yeah. And they're saying, oh, there's not a problem. You got to go look at us. But dad says, okay, there's a problem. And you're here all of a sudden, we have a problem, you leave and it's gone. So, I don't know if they have a break in their system somewhere in the ground that it's not.
Now, do they shut their water off at the line before they, when they every time they leave, or do they leave it on?
We used to leave it on because that way it gets lean and everybody else down below water.
Right, yeah. I mean, isn't there a valve just that goes right into their lot?
I think so. My dad's trying to coordinate a noon shutdown today for a couple hours to see where the water actually goes. We got lean everybody below turned off right now.
Right.
So just. So, like, say we have some wire, water, I wouldn't count there.
Okay.
I mean, it's like if we run out of water in our tanks, a little bit we have in there that comes up and like down just a little bit, all we can stay after the cabin right now. So, I just want to throw that out there since we're talking about water. Okay.
But on water, we do have water going into the tanks at Leaf Spring, which we have for a few years now. Yes. So, that tank is full for at least.
Well, I got water running. There was a little bit of a plug in it. Talked to Doug about it. He said he was gonna. He and Brad and Doug were gonna go up and clean the rest of the pipe out so it was running. But I had the tank. I had the spring running into the tank, and the tank was filling, but not nearly at the rate it would if we can get that clog out of there. And I just, you know, fixing that thing over there and doing this, I just ran out of time. And so they said, well, they'll go take care of mine. Just got home, so I'm in the middle of the
chat. You got a question about the tank at the upper spring, Shauna?
The
the
cabin 4, the pipe is leaking just a little bit, maybe not very
3 months that we have been up there and checked the water in 1, 2, and 4. And we didn't check in 3. Somebody had shut off the valve in number 3, and so we didn't have water in number 3. I didn't know there was a shutoff up there in number 3. But anyway, there was a little leaking from one of the pipes as you go to cabin 4, and I didn't know if that was an overflow or a leak in the pipe. Or
the ghost that you need is a valve there that goes over to cabin 4?
No, there's a pipe that's out of the ground, PVC.
Oh, at cabin 4.
Yeah, going to cabin 4. And it looks like it's an overflow or something.
Air relief.
We haven't really gone over that system enough to.
I'll have to go look at it. I don't
know what that is indicating.
But it's not leaking.
It's not leaking out. It's just like it's an overflow. And I thought, well, maybe it's because the tank is getting filled up and it's an overflow.
No, when those tanks are full up there, what you're going to have is you're going to right down.
The road?
Right down to the road. Oh. It's going to come right down the trail.
Well, it's a PVC that sticks up about a foot out of the ground.
That's going on the way to cabin.
Yes.
Okay, that's my standby. That's that bill. I got it. That's the fire standby.
Okay.
And it's got a little teeny grip on it. Never worry about it.
Yeah.
No, that's the fire standby for the BLM.
Okay. Okay. So that's it with the water resources, right, then?
Mm-hmm.
We move right along. Sean, Dave, and Jody, I want to kind of hold on just a second if I can jump just a little bit because Ben's still here and we want to try to get his attention. I'm looking down here. We've got some other agenda items. Or really need input here before he runs off, if you can. Hope I adjust to that. On the other agenda items, requested items was a purchasing laptop. That is. Has that been done?
Here's where we're at with that, and we'll just do the update that I know of. To fix that Wiki keyboard with a $12 part, we've got it ordered from you. We'll scan it anyway, the laptop. So I'm going to install that. We'll get it this week. I'll install that. So it should be up and running next week. If I can't do it, I'll take it home to Vance, but I should be able to do that.
Thank you.
Is that to fix it to use as a backup, or will that work to keep for a while? I mean,
no, that should work to keep for a while, and you know, I know I had an issue or the laptop issue, and I wrote a post list up for both of them just to make it logical for me. But if we could fix that laptop for $15. And if it's perfectly working device and you've got a phone with its own on it, then maybe we don't have to think about
it. I don't care about it. My point is, we've got a lot of important stuff. I don't want to argue over $50 or even $100 or $300.
$50, she's got to fix it. We're all good.
Well, but I don't know that she's not the one that uses it.
That's the only issue with that laptop is that keyboard, right?
Well, there's other. It's a 10-year-old machine, and so there's no brand. It's very slow to use. An iPad would be much better. It's a sealed keyboard. You're not going to have the dust and dirt problems. You can take it out. You can take a video if you need to take a video. And it would be a much better system to have.
Well, is this something we can hold off for another year on, at least, because we know we got budget issues? This is something we can get by with.
Well, I think to fix it and see how it
works.
But
it doesn't work well.
I just brought up the iPad was. He was doing there 6 months. He didn't even have an iPad. He was doing it off his iPod. So the pictures he took, the videos that he was able to post them on the website, and the speed at which it will hook up and send out on the internet versus a laptop that's slowed down. I don't know that it's a fix-all, but a remote going out. I mean, personally, I like control. I don't want a lot of them, but I'd like to see them pared down. But that's one thing that's just automatic. When you send it, you choose whether you want high resolution or low resolution, and it could be as low as possible. But a lot of these issues, all or the interior of the ranch house crap, I mean, a huge difference. To me and knowing what we're talking about. And if it's something that without, you know, well, this all ties in. Do we know? Do we have a camera? In my understanding,
there was a camera.
I know, but it's been lost and taken or whatever.
I've been using my own. Never
seen
one.
Right.
I haven't beaten up my phone here.
We bought a camera. We have an Olympus Tough. I have an Olympus Tough. Paul had one. But as of right now, but that's been brought up in emails lately, that why don't we use the camera? There is no camera. So we go spend $300 to buy another camera.
No, there's a camera. There's a camera.
That phone
it
is
got packed with the brains.
It got packed with the brains. That they took it back, and she mailed it back to you.
It's me. It's honestly back.
Okay, well, as of now, going on 5 months, we still haven't had that I've been, you know, so if it comes down to buying a camera, it has a camera, and again, you're still, you know, taking pictures, coming and trying to plug it in, upload them or download them into a laptop.
I can see that one if you don't have a camera to just
right.
Like, you know, like,
well, and the camera, and the camera that Braden had, they were already pushing to buy a new one because the batteries don't work, the car that it uses is different, you know, it was an earlier version. So before they left, Ball was telling me he wanted to buy a new camera because that one wasn't working. And so, we can buy this thing for 6 months, or we can spend $500 and get on with production.
It's a tool. It would be helpful to have. That's all I'm saying.
But the time thing, because it takes a lot of time to do that. By the time you get it, you have to resize down and you transfer it and back
right.
and forth.
And, right. and if it's off of that brand, and you take a couple of pictures and you point it, and when you are sitting in the truck and you can hit 3 buttons and send that picture to the entire board in 3 clicks, it's all the difference in an hour process of trying to download it, resize photos, and all that. No, you don't. They're all the same price. That's the thing that I don't know where this myth keeps coming. iPads are $499. They're not a penny more or a penny less. If you want to upgrade from a 16 gig to a 32 gig, it's $599. It's not a penny more or a penny less. You go to any Apple store or order off any site, they're exactly to the penny the same price.
You always have to have the service to go with them on a monthly thing, too. Though.
No. No, those are the expensive. If you want one that will hook into, like, a cell phone, that has cell capability. We don't. We want one that has Wi-Fi.
I bought a notepad.
But you have to have Wi-Fi in it, though.
All of them come Wi-Fi.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You get a notepad.
A $499.
I've been looking at these. I want one bad.
The
$499 with the Wi-Fi?
It comes with 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi. A 16 gigabyte
is storage.
It is its own hotspot and will go over the telephone lines. And that's why I didn't buy that, because, you know, so to hook into the Ranch HughesNet one setup or the broadband, again, 16 gig, that's not going to store everything. It's still going to need this laptop or something to back up. The type of a photo library you're going to build up, you're going to burn through 16. You know, I paid the $100. Mine's a 32 gig. You can go up to a 64 gig for another $100.
We can offload that to another
machine. Let's go into. I really like the iPad, and I think it's a great device. However, we have on site here Vance that can do everything PC laptop. You can't change these files between the iPod. And the laptop, you can't. You can email them to them.
Isn't that JPEG though?
Yeah, you can do that. You're not gonna be able to back up iPads. You have the 16 gig megabyte. You have 32. You have 64. Once you're out of that memory, that device, take everything out and reform it again.
You change it to a file format. You can do that.
You have to delete the whole thing. There is no more memory.
But
after 2 years of use, you're going to be out of memory, and you're like,
No, you just throw something in.
Vance, go ahead.
Yeah, can I speak for a second about this?
Yes, please.
Go. It's pretty simple, really. I last September, when I was coming up to the annual meeting, I realized I had left my expensive Nikon camera at home, so I stopped at the Walmart in Page, and for $99, I bought a really nice touchscreen Nikon little camera. So, to me, it boils down to this. Do we want a $500 iPad being hauled out into the field to take pictures and other stuff, or do we want a $99 digital camera? You know, if the camera malfunctions, okay, the camera malfunctions. At least they're not out of communications, which they would be if they hauled the iPad out there and dropped it down the well or something. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but I think you get my point.
Yeah, I had the same situation happen just not too long ago up in North Dakota. One of my guys dropped it and cracked the screen. There it goes. It's gone.
Yeah, anyway, and if you send it back to repair, you're going to send that device back to repair. You're going to wait 4 to 6 weeks to get another one back.
and you're going to get somebody else's device back that could be having bad problems on them before we ever got
so
it. And Vance can't fix them, which is Vance can reformat a PC. We already have the software for the PC. It'd be easier, cheaper, and more effective staying with the PC. That's just my thought.
Whoever it was, I'm sorry, am I talking over somebody?
And the battery. The battery on a laptop, we can change out. The battery on an iPad, we cannot. Again, it goes back to repair.
Yeah.
So we've got all these little issues. It's good for 4 years, maybe, and then we have to start over.
All right. So what are we going to do with this issue then? Let's put this thing to bed right now.
Let's try to fix laptop and go with it.
Well, I think next 30 days to fix laptop and get the camera and see if we can
make it so it's a little faster. I mean, that really, it's very time.
What operating system is that, Ben?
It's a waste of time.
What operating system is that? You know?
It's Vista. Windows Vista.
How much RAM does it have on it?
I believe that it had at least a gig. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
It's a 10-year-old computer. It's a bad tool to be trying to do anything.
It's just the time consuming, you guys. You're sitting there waiting. I mean, just figure out 15
hold
minutes
on a
day.
Minute. Hold on. Hold on again. Waiting is due to satellite internet, okay? That is the bottom line on this. Whether you have an iPod or you don't have an iPod or you have whatever, you're going to have to resize those images anyway, or you're going to blow through the upload limit, you know, like has happened in the past. You know, the ranch is hard on things, okay? We all know it breaks. You buy something that says it's unbreakable, you take it to the ranch, it's going to get broken. I agree with the, let's fix the laptop, let's think about better hardware in the next budget cycle.
I think we're over halfway through this year. I think that's an excellent idea. Let's get by this year with it. Let's put it to the table for the next budget meeting.
And they're going to make a motion on that.
And if she gets the camera in from the brains and it doesn't work, we'll go buy a $99 camera and get it out here.
Exactly.
Okay.
I know a good dealer of cameras on here.
I bet you do.
Oh,
good.
All
right. Next item I'm here was to talk about the laundry. Being more productive about maybe.
I'm still listening.
Okay.
Our average IQ is going up.
Yeah.
Things will go faster.
Ben volunteered to come and help us with the laundry, so.
Somebody had any kind of chance to look at that. I mean, we started kicking some ideas here about doing something with our
this is from our number cruncher. He's not even our financial guy, but Brent is just great with these numbers. All right, if we were to, and I wrote down the list of what he sent over, propane gas dryers consume about 35,000 BTUs per hour. There's approximately 91,000 BTUs in each gallon of propane. So every 2.5 hours of dryer use, you should burn 1 gallon of propane. So
I'm not writing that with him.
No,
I
can back this to you. So and propane right now is about $2.50 per gallon. All right. So the electric needed estimate is to about 500 watts per hour for each machine. So about 1,000 watts total if you're going to do a commercial size washer and dryer on propane. Our inverter is 4,000 watts, so it's okay, we'll handle it. And we only would do the laundry during sunny days to ensure the batteries still get topped off. If you do it on the cloudy days, you might not get enough back into your batteries to store. Right now, the laundry costs about $1,000 per year, and that was from the budget. Brent figured this out for us, about $30 for the truck to go 75 miles round trip at $4 a gallon. And at 10 miles per gallon on the gas. And so your average cost per gallon is $4 per gas, including your oil and maintenance on that vehicle to do this. And about, if we were to do this on the, one trip per year. Per week at 26 weeks is $1,300 a year. That would cover the cost of one of the equipment, one of the washer dryer.
we could probably, with the cost involved in both those, that's $1,000 per year on the laundry and $1,300 for the gas involved, we could spend, buy a washer and a dryer, and we'd cover that cost in a year. So it's kind of like, and we also save the productivity of her not having to go to town.
Do we need a washer and dryer?
I mean, we're talking about doing a washer.
A regular size. Washer and dryer.
Yes, I don't think wash regular size. I think we do need the bigger one.
I have a gas dryer.
No,
you guys want a gas dryer.
Is it run on propane? Is a propane gas dryer?
Yes, are we talking commercial line?
I looked at the low-end commercial laundry equipment. Washer, dryer. The dryer I looked at was a front load, slightly larger. I think it's 25 pound limit, something like that. And it was $1,300. The commercial washer I looked at was around a little over $1,000.
Was it for front load also?
What's that?
Was that a front load also?
Is that electric or gas?
No. Okay. The washer's electric. The dryer is a propane. The one I looked at was propane gas. The two issues you got to remember now, you know, when you're talking about this stuff is we're going to have not only in addition to the heating costs, this is one thing I didn't factor in, I just got thinking about this morning, was that, you know, we'll have to pay more for heating water for the washer type thing. So that's an additional cost. It's, the truth of the matter is if we actually bought this stuff and did it on site, it would be a wash. You know, as far as a financial wash, as far as how much money, in 1 year's time, it pretty much evens itself out. After that time, you could actually end up saving some money.
And that puts them here doing it in different cycles when they want to come down, and maybe they want to be here on Friday while they're meeting, waiting to meet the people checking in.
Yeah.
They can. Washing machine and dryer running out here, or even we don't have to throw a dryer up. You can air dry.
Why are we taking an hour talking about something that I think could be finalized? If it's just a wash, let's go ahead and do it and get on with it.
I think so.
But let me just say, we may run into this because it's like probably a minimum of 16 to 23 loads each time. And if I'm trying to cram, now some of this we can stagger and we can do because I do have kind of like two time periods where they really kind of stuff comes in. But I mean, but seriously, every time we go out, we do that, and then there's just still a whole bunch left over here because they came.
This is where Jason stacked.
Is that what Jason is?
I need to run down to check. Like in this
check
times when we
on the pole, wait.
Sorry about that. Last year for a second.
There's more than that right now.
So, yeah, so to do it, you'd fill about 14 machines, wash machines, the big double, triple load, and then the double.
Oh, yeah.
Load. So
it might be more because there's four that are the really huge ones. And
those commercial things take about 45 minutes, or a half hour to run a wash there.
40 minutes. It's 20.
Let me tell you, it's not that great, but,
Okay, but still. Yeah. Through there. We don't have to run the dryer situation. We can have one for bad rainy days, but you know what? An air dry is just...
Well, I mean, there's days that you can hang it out and be fine. There's days that you're... When it blows through, there's a lot of...
You've got 60 to 70 bed sheets, none of towels. No, I'm sorry. I don't have a problem doing that, but the time.
Well, when the wind blows and the sand is blowing out, it's
I'm kind of with Dale on this whole thing as far as this is kind of, to me, a no brainer.
Go for it. Let's do it. Eventually, what we're going to do is we're going to save money, make money.
Yeah.
It's going to be better. Yeah. There may be times we have to go still to town.
If nothing else, and she can be here. On site and not in town is huge.
Okay, I
make a motion. I make a motion that we
go ahead and get this thing rolling.
Did you figure out the wire?
Well, we can be able to put this in the old cow palace. Did we make an idea where we can?
Well, we'll have to figure out the logistics of it, but let's just get it.
Okay. Okay. The motion has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Nope. The guys outside said okay.
All right. No more.
There was Davey and Ben right there too, so they all.
Oh, you got a screwdriver ready to go.
Okay, moving on to this other. See, so we're gonna do that.
Oh, no motion. I did. Okay, bye, Joey. Do we have a thing?
There's all that stuff. There's all that stuff. Board responsibilities, right? So we have all cleared all that stuff. Cleaning the cabins when left dirty. We should be down on section on number E right now.
Well, you know what? We can do that after Ben leaves too. Is that what we're doing? Trying
yeah,
to
I'm
get
just trying to clear some of this stuff here for Ben right here.
Yeah, we can do that after Ben goes. I don't know if he wants to hear any of the financial stuff.
Ben's gone.
Hey.
Fine.
Oh, all right. That's fine. Okay.
I was just right there anyway, so let's just finish wrapping that up down there. The cleaning the cabins when they're left dirty is something we reevaluate member cleaning fee.
Okay.
Want to charge them extra $50 or more is what we're talking about. Reevaluate where that fee goes.
Right. Our discussion on that was, remember, we really need to get more, but watch more carefully as the members leave the cabins. If they're not leaving the cabin well, that they need to be charged the cleanup fee.
Right.
And that I'm thinking, Lynn and I are talking about, like, well, if they're going in there and spending their extra time going in there to clean up a cabin after a member, why would we get the money for that? Why wouldn't that just go to that?
They're taking away from their responsibilities, time for the rest that they're supposed to do for the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're so paying them to work on their, doing all the stuff anyways.
Maybe a good compromise there or something.
But then they'll be doing that for the ranch anyway.
They're doing it for the ranch anyways.
How often does it happen? How big an issue is it?
Right now it's really hard for me to want to charge anybody because I think Goodwill is probably and some of the other. But I mean, what do you do with this? Like, still on the ranger number? Two or three, or even breaking off a key in that one lock.
You can do
anything about that.
Yeah,
you don't report on it.
You just
don't know you didn't know that happened.
We're really the fine line of what's really left dirty. I mean, we always went in and did a little touch up anyway.
Just like you said, what's mine clean and what's yours clean.
Exactly.
No, okay. Well, I guess you stay in cabins a lot. Do you stay in cabins a lot? I stay in cabins a lot.
Yes.
Okay, so I've walked in before, and I've walked into a cabin where there is a mud trail going through the house to the kitchen area. Whoever cleaned it at the last time has not done the floor at all. The sink, the dirty water had been somewhat standing in that sink for so long, it makes a ring that you can't even scrub it off. I've used everything I can think of to scrub that off. And the mop's still sitting in there. Like, maybe they just unplugged it and left, and all that grimes and trash. And dirt on the floor could hold things. I'm like, things that another member shouldn't have to come out and remop the whole floor when they get there.
I think with our communication, if she lets us know what happened, then we can make a decision afterwards and then happens.
And we have a way to get your members. Some members you might want to, like, get a message to. Another you might say, we'll just eat it, you know?
I think that's going to be really hard to regulate.
Okay, but again, how often does it happen? And I stay in cabins. I'm one of the people that stay in cabins a lot, and I have rarely had an issue. But my question, Linda, how many times, because I've been charged, we had a family in a cabin and then come and then leave it and didn't know that they had to sweep or mop or anything, and so I got charged. But how does that happen, Linda?
Right, well, it depends on the managers, and Nancy was a lot like what she's saying, where it's like, well, I'll just go in and do it. But I would say through a year, probably at the most 12 times.
The question isn't how often it happens,
exactly.
It's how often it should happen.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times, I've done the job, okay, and so I know. There's been times that I've gone in and cleaned up after somebody, and I just kind of kept quiet that, you know, I didn't want to cause ill will with, whoever,
And the other part was I didn't take my camera with me to document, you know, how dirty it really was.
That may be the...
And when you're talking, and you have to remember, I live in a different dirt world than other people do. Dirt to me is not that big a deal as it is to others, and so my standard isn't that high. But...
So
my
if you say it's dirty, it's dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Dirty. My point to you, Dave, is that it doesn't happen often. It should maybe happen more often, but it puts them in a bad position because then, you know, they're trying to maintain goodwill with the members, and then there's always the dispute as to whether or not, well,
right.
It wasn't dirty. Yeah. I didn't think it was dirty.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
that's going to be a real hard issue to cross.
For this place, sure, yeah. It's going to be when you guys go in to clean the cabin, what your tolerance level is for, did they really leave this like this for me, or am I going to take care of it, or, Linda, we need to charge these folks.
You live with Jeff, obviously your tolerance level is pretty high.
It wasn't a matter of how dirty they're being left and how often. It was like, okay, when they are left dirty, and when you think appropriate and it needs to be charged, let Linda know it needs to be charged, and then
take a picture.
Well, you know, these cabins aren't that big. Cleaning them isn't the big problem. What was the real pain is this last time there were 5 blankets thrown in the laundry and 1 or 2bedspreads and 1 or 2mattress covers. And, you know, so I don't know if they have their kids throwing all of this stuff in a bag, and they don't care. It's all my parents told me to do this.
Strip the
bed. I have put a note out. It's a little better since we've been putting the note out, you know. In fact, I'd say noticeably better. But
the big question is, if we charge them, does the money go to Evie or does it go to the rent? That's the question here.
I think
it's the ranch, because we're pulling them from the responsibilities that we're going to push the ranch.
They're doing over and above. They're doing a job that a member should have done, so why should they have to work their time to do that?
Instead of 12 hours a day, we're working 16.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, I mean,
that's
why
we're
not
getting the work done.
We need to get a whole schedule on the 16-hour day.
I agree.
That's wrong, and I think the board needs to understand what's causing it, and that the conflict if you start charging these cleaning fees. This first year, I think you should do whatever is necessary to accommodate the members, and the ranch just eat the extra. If you need more compensation, then I don't think you get it by charging cleaning fees.
Well, it's not my heart. Well, I think that charging cleaning fees is a discouragement to the members to not leave it a mess.
That's the second issue. If they leave a huge mess and she has to clean it up and we don't charge them, the next time they come back, they think, oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
They leave
and they do it.
Because we got charged. Because I got charged. I have been more... I thought everyone knew. But people don't flip the notebook and read through all the instructions. They would see a note if you left it on the counter that said...
Yeah, we included the keys.
Yeah.
And it's been so much better.
We're going to have our...
I have to tell people that. I have to tell people, no, we don't wash the blankets. It's just the sheets. Please don't include them. And the bedspread and the mattress. And so all of those things, for some of us, are no-brainers. But for other people, they need explanation. And now I need to explain to all the guests that I bring the way things are, and because I don't want to be charged.
That's the problem with
it. Wherever the money ended up isn't my issue. My issue was I don't ever want to have to pay that again, so I'm more careful with the people that I bring.
Well, did it make you kind of mad, though? I mean,
it didn't hurt my feelings.
Let's
so
do this.
Not come back?
Let's do this. Dale had a valid point. Let's see how it goes the rest of the year. Let's see if we can crack down on people. See if we can educate them a little more.
All right.
And let's just live through it. Let's get
maybe
this.
Maybe we can eliminate them by people being more conscious about not being in
I see it the same as the bear issue. Educate them.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Okay, what about this? In the newsletter, maybe we ought to just say, throw out a kudo and say, because I'll tell you, whatever those people were in 9 and 10, that is immaculate. Or anything I've seen, she gets the ribbon of the year. So
then the award in the newsletter.
Yeah.
I think we should honor and reward.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Moving along then, let's just keep moving along here. We got this next item was the access to reservation site. Now, I got that, I'm sure everybody else did. Okay.
Access
to reservation site.
Right. We're at where, you say Ben left, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm still wrapping this up.
Go ahead. It would be valuable to have him in on the discussion because he's had some contact with stuff like this, but he's gone.
We were trying.
Yeah.
I got that, but like I said to you, I was able to access that because I was trying to access it wrong. Once I did access it,
right.
Nothing different than what the website already showed you anyways.
Right. That was discussed. Now, hang on a minute. I there were some meetings I wasn't able to teleconference into, so if I missed something, I missed it. But the ones where I was there, and this was discussed, was mostly about how do we increase our cabin usage. We need to be able to build graphs of when cabins are being used and for how long, and that's what is in that grid. Okay? You brought up the issue of emergency contacts, but that's always been handled through Linda, as far as I know. So that was news to me.
I think what we're trying to do is know who's actually going to be up there. You know,
who's in the cabin? Did we ever get a password?
That's what you're talking about. If they're resisting giving you a password,
he gave us a password. It gets us opened up this thing he created. Next thing you can go on as a board member and look on the board websites which cabin is being rented out when and where. Question we have as board members, you know, I like to know that you know, maybe if as a board member I'd like to see that, you know, maybe Bose was over in cabin 2. I'm just using a name. I know he doesn't go there, but I mean, just
so you can be there with him.
Just say, yeah, you know, if I want to stop in or say it, or go ahead, Dale.
Well, Linda can get in and tell you who's where.
Right.
She gave whatever it was to the last manager.
Oh, the Braden? Right.
Yes, she gave that information to Braden's so they could read on there who's coming and the details. I asked for the same information to go on if we wanted to and find out who's in which cabin. And I think there's resistance to that being available to you as the president of the board or to board members. And I don't know that it's not that secretive.
This is just the board. This is not open up to all members. This is only board members.
And the problem is that there is sensitive information on not in the way the site was. And what we've done is worked it out where you can get that information without having all the other stuff that goes along with it, which has all of their credit card information on it.
We don't need a credit card.
And that's what he did. He went in and figured that out so that you wouldn't have to have that information.
Okay. Well,
and that's what he sent you.
All he sent me is the same thing that has reservation numbers.
Right.
How do you get in that reservation number?
The reservation number is to know that reservation was made and for how long, and that sort of thing. Who isn't on that? No, who isn't on that?
Well, who is what they want to talk about for
and
a year.
The contact information on that.
The who?
Just a name.
The who is the issue. And it's a privacy issue. Like, Dale, when you ran your hotel, if someone were calling over the phone and go, hey, I want to talk to the our Brockmans in room 2. Well, we can't tell you that, but we can leave a message for those people in room 2 and let them know that you called. So
well,
it's
going to give out the room number. You see, you know, if somebody calls,
right,
they won't get the room number or name. The hotels.
It's so I don't know. If you're looking for numbers,
this is for an emergency reason. Well, that's why we call Linda. Why would we need a name?
Could you just do like a calendar for each cabin and then just show whether it's available?
That's what we have.
That's already there.
So, like, as far as who, if there's an emergency, let it go through Linda because there's no reason.
Well, there was a situation here when they were gone there.
Yeah,
she's
not
there.
You can't find out.
You know, who's willing to do something? I mean, maybe I could have talked to somebody. I got somebody to move around a little more, or maybe Delta.
well, and instead of you, I don't know.
There's people that
and then you came up and things said, well, if you want to call him, why don't you just call him? Well, you know, I can't because I have no freaking information.
No. What I wanted to know was I needed a response from you guys. We were working on it. We were working on it hard. But we had no input because you weren't getting emails, and Ben wasn't getting emails, which we didn't know at that time. It was just like, nobody's responding. So we handle it. And if Lynn handles it, and she can't handle it, she can call me, and I'm almost always available. Wait, my time I sleep. But, you know, I think it's our privacy issue. We don't need the names out there.
We are board members.
Consider a private issue. The board, I asked them to vote to overcome the private issue. There's no privacy as far as what the seven people on the board are going to do. If they misuse it, yeah, then make a change. But to have it so that you can find out who's in cabins, when, and where.
Okay, can I ask, so what would be the purpose for that?
Honey, I've used it for 20 years.
Okay, tell me what purpose will we use
people
that?
People call and say, are Joneses in cabin 7?
I need to get so-and-so. I need to get
so-and-so.
There's no way around this, really.
No, I'm not going through
Linda. Tell us. You don't have to. Just tell the people when they're signing up, we will release this information to board members only. Your name in the day, you know, the cabin in the day.
You don't need to tell them that.
The members said to be in here to make decisions for them. We are as a group.
The head of the group.
This is us as a group.
What the heck?
You know, we're voided in there. I mean, we're making decisions for them anyways. We need to know the information.
Well, why don't we do that suggestion?
How do we not know that somebody's not really using the cabin? I can't see. I can see when the cabin is open or closed. Who's really using the cabin? I would like to know who's really using the cabin the most. Which families use it?
If you had a name, you still wouldn't know that because they're gone halfway during the week. But if we do that suggestion and put on there, hey, would you care about your name?
We've already decided to vote it down.
Why can't we get it?
Here's the problem. When people send in their information, all their information with their credit card and all of those things, they send it, and it's a security-coded site, they send it with the IBM to be sent to their credit card. That's all it is. There's people that will come out to the cabins. They don't want other people knowing that.
But Linda, we run the same program for a cam home. The name, it just shows the calendar like it normally is.
Yeah.
But it just has Smith's.
Yeah.
It doesn't give any private information.
Well, right? The website does.
Our website, same program that we do for the townhomes, and I can go in the back and see that the Smiths are in the townhome.
But the reservation part of it is on that website also that has.
No, it's not a calendar. It's just a calendar.
Ours is not set up that way, Patsy. Yeah. Ours shows the credit card and financial stuff.
And we set it that way.
And when you go on the website that I work with, there are places where you change the, you can change and delete and the edit and all of those things.
I know all of that because I've been on the program for years.
Okay.
The question is, why can this not be set up the way?
Could you do something? Could you go to her office and show her, I mean, and you work it out with her so that you can figure out how to pull it up that way. We don't want everybody to have their credit card information. That was stupid. And that's what you're saying. That's what you're bullheaded about. And she's saying you can do it another way. So, but I know, but see, we're stuck. You're stuck. So the idea is you communicate with her. If you both know how to work the website, if she knows how to pull it up without it, go talk with her.
Okay.
You figure it out so we can get on it.
Okay. And one more question. If you went to Escalante and were staying in a hotel there, would you want everybody to know where you were and where
I'm
who cares?
I'm an extremely private person.
I know you are.
I do not like, I don't like people coming to my property.
Exactly.
I'm very private.
Okay.
Let me give you one piece of information about this. I think that it ought to be my choice if my name is there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like if you're signing up for something and it says, would you care if we share this information with somebody? I will always check no.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my information shared. If I make a reservation to stay in the cabins, and I want to come out here, and I don't want anybody to know that I'm here,
And somebody, one of the board members, looks on there and goes, oh, hey, he's over in cabin two. Let's go see him. Maybe I'm in cabin two because I don't want to be seen. Now, I see this as a complete invasion of privacy. I totally disagree with the fact that the board makes decisions like this for the membership. If we want to take this to the membership, when I sign up for a reservation, they give me a choice, I'm all for it. Because then I could choose. But if somebody else wants to, they can. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not looking at a bunch of evil people. I don't think you guys are going to use it for nefarious purposes. I'm just saying, there's some things. You know how bad it is for me when I have to swipe my credit card somewhere, and they know where I am across the country. Somebody knows where I am. And I mean, I get to the point where I carry huge wads of cash simply because I don't want that to happen. But then it gets worse because you can't even make a reservation now without putting a credit card in. You
know? Part of the problem is compounded here where there's a lack of communication in the cabin. For emergencies, you know, because
that could be a
they
problem.
Don't know how to contact or get if there is, and we have emergencies where we needed to find people.
You go to the Super 8 Hilton or wherever we're talking about, okay? Jody's working, okay, and Linda's working night shift, but Jody can't tell Linda who's in that room because. You checked that person in, and she didn't check that person in because she can't check to see. Even we are in this room here as employers of the association. Is that not a fair statement? Are we not the employee? Are we the management? We're the management. Yeah. We're the people who's working in the office. The people in the office should be able to see who checked who in. You know, well, it's not an invasion of privacy. It's only for us to use it.
Why don't we do?
I'm sharing what he's. I asked him to share his feelings on that because I know his feelings on that. And he is not the only member who when I talk to on the phone, would prefer not to know that have other people know that they are there. I have lots of people, actually, handfuls of people, prefer to not have other people know that they are there. And I've had situations in the past where I've had people yell at me because somebody has come to their cabin and they didn't want them to. They didn't want people coming and bothering them. And so that's why I'm resistant.
Now, why is anybody going to go bother them?
How many times?
I'm not going to go look at somebody and say,
How many times am I resistant to anything that anybody asks me? Not very often. And on this one, I feel very strongly about it because of what I have gotten from membership, because of what I have gotten from people that have stayed here, and because what I deal with over the reservation site. I am not a confrontational person.
I do not want to argue.
But this is something that I feel very strongly about because of what I have heard and have back from the membership.
Can we not tell who's been there from June this year and June last year, who's regularly using the cabins from June every year? Can we look at old records?
I have all those records.
Can we not look at them?
That's not the issue.
It's part of the same deal.
I think we have an answer to the problem here, the solution. That we put another box on the website and let them opt in or opt out. And then the ones that opt in, it's their choice. Yay, good.
Say
for
board members only.
No. Just put. You know what? We can even go farther and put it on the calendar. Like, if they want to opt in,
It's a lot of extra effort. I just don't.
Because she has this phone feeling.
I feel it's a security issue.
I think we should say that our managers should never see the computer as to who's coming. They should trust them.
They are not
going to
get the same type of information.
They don't want that same type of information.
All we're asking is what they would get is who's coming. How much they paid or their credit card.
Who's coming?
It's their name. You know who's
they
coming.
They
have a name.
And if we have emergency coverage through them, through Linda,
Who else needs to know?
Well, what Abby and I are getting from this conversation is that we have been writing the names of the people on
That's
the envelopes, and we are not going to do that based
we'll
on that. We're just going to write the cabin number and not their name, because if other people are
people
looking through, they might not.
That's really not the issue. And I would almost call for a revote on the issue.
Why?
Why don't we need a revote?
We're still resisting. We've been on this three or four months now.
This thing off as it was supposed to end up.
And Linda does not want to share that information with the board members.
I kind of have to back
her
on it.
That is not her decision.
I think that's
But it's a board rule, Julie. They voted. And you don't have a choice.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
And the choice was the decision.
Well, the choice is that I don't feel comfortable doing it. And I feel
That's where you're wrong. You do have a choice, because what you'll do, now I'm not staying on the cabin, but I know people, just like Linda says, if these people think that they are, that their information is being shared against their will, they won't come.
Yeah.
So if that's part of the goal, to have people not show up, which I know it's not, they won't show up. I know personally, if I have to share information, I don't do it. If it means I don't do it, I don't do it. But I don't understand. See, I don't understand the wide open everything attitude. Right now, we have a board of people that I trust. I might have differences with people, but I trust you. Okay. What happens if we get somebody on the board someday that I don't trust?
Let me tell you what, Brent. In my experience of renting and people experience, those people that hide have something to hide. That's really true.
Or they just don't
we know. Are very open people. You can come to our house any day, to my shop, to anywhere. Anybody can
so
come talk to me at any time, and I have nothing to hide. If I have this, I have nothing to hide.
No.
I don't care if you come to my house, my office, my book, my credit cards, my book. Well, I won't give you my credit cards exactly, but I'm just saying, Linda, I listen to what I'm telling you. This is from experience over years and years. The people that I rent to, with the people at my motel, if they have something to hide, they're very, very private. Okay? That's just people.
Or it's just their nature.
Okay, that's their nature. Whatever. Okay, but it is for a reason. There is always a reason.
No, or it's
either
their nature.
Or they're not.
They're either an open book or a closed book or a medium, but it doesn't really matter. There are those three sets of people in the world.
But they still have emergencies happen.
There are
still things.
We have an emergency system in place.
Do you know how many times I call Linda? She never calls me back. You go look at your cell phone.
I've never called her. She hasn't called back.
You can look at your phone right now, and I'll bet you I've called you 6 or 8 times, and you never called me back. It was not today, but I did call you yesterday and the day before, and you know what? I never got any calls back. I called your house. I called your cell phone. I've emailed you. I didn't get a mail. I didn't get any answers back. That's
Mr. Chairman, we run the program totally, 100%, for probably 25 years. There was not a problem of privacy. There was not a problem of exposure. There was not a members upset. It was not misused. And I think the same thing could happen today. I think it has more positive reasons to do it than if there's two or three people, if there's people that say, hey, don't go ahead on those three or four people. But the balance of the people, it is not an issue. And we've had more experience than they have in this area. And it worked. It was beneficial. And it was helpful to the members to have that available. You may never look at it.
Any board member will.
You may look at it once
you're
done.
So what is the big deal then? I don't get that. So what is the big deal then? I don't get that. If the board members aren't going to look at it, and I have seen from this board over the last, whatever, 3 or 4 months, that they're not interested in going into that kind of detail, why are we pressing this so hard? We've got emergency. I don't understand what the big push is. I don't get it.
and that we'll probably not even use it.
Hold on a sec. Can I say something?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Don't you think that in the case of an emergency, it would be better passed through the most knowledgeable person's hands, a.k.a., you know, Linda in this case, in any case?
Maybe the term of the use of the word emergency was not 100% all of the reason why.
Well, there shouldn't be any reason to be contacting the people for any other reason.
Why shouldn't we be able to at least know who's coming? Why can't we?
Well, you said it earlier. So I see Jose's down in cabin two, and I go down and visit with him. But what if he didn't want to see you?
The point that I want to make to you is I worked for 30 years in a profession where if I went to the bathroom, everybody knew I was going to the bathroom. That's why I'm a private person. I finally got to a point where I don't have to have people know where I am 24 hours a day. You can come to my property, and you can go there right now and walk through my property and look for something illegal. There's nothing illegal, immoral, or anything else going on in my property. But my point here is this. I had a 14-hour day the other day. 14 hours. I started at 6 o'clock in the morning. I finally sat down at 8 o'clock at night, put my feet up, and I had an unwanted guest. Okay? I mean, that's the first time I saw. I hadn't ate since 6 o'clock in the morning, and I had an unwanted guest because they knew I was there. Okay? That's my point. That's exactly my point. And you guys, I'm not thinking there's any nefarious purpose. What if we get a board member who sells insurance on the side? And they go, hey, so-and-so's here. Maybe I'll run over there and, put a policy for him.
I believe you could come up with a dozen negative.
The reservation list used to be on a dry erase board hanging up in the office. I don't remember, right?
You know, you guys can do what you want. I just look at, I'm looking this thing as an issue, as a member. I would like to be given a choice. I don't think it's your choice to make. Do what you want. It's not going to matter to me. I don't stand.
It's the board's choice to instruct Linda in certain. And my vote's still the same.
And it's your choice. And you guys can make that vote right now. And it's not a problem.
If there was a vote which has already been passed, instructions to do a particular job, and she refuses to do it, then what?
I don't necessarily think she's refusing to do it. She's just showing her.
She's just being
resistant.
If you give her a direct order
to do it, and she'll get it done. If she doesn't, it's insubordination.
Besides Linda, obviously, these folks have access. You have access to that computer? There's Vance.
Mm-hmm. Only because he's the website. He hasn't even been into some of the other places on that site.
Well, we don't have their credit card or any of that.
Right, because it doesn't show it.
We don't even care.
Nobody else wants it.
I don't want to know where they live. I'm not going to sell them insurance on the side. I just want to know who's coming.
Do you want your name showing up on the reservation list, or do you not want it up? And let them decide individually, and then go back.
It's only for board members only.
We've got a mailing.
I don't even know why it's not open for everybody.
We can open it for everybody. If they let the members choose whether they want to or not, and then have it up there. Because when I first started coming here and doing the cabins, the names were up there. I'm like, oh, cool, I can go see them while we're... Well, then next year it was gone.
It was on this Holton board right here.
Well, it wasn't then. But, so I thought, so it's changed for privacy reasons.
That's why. People let me
So if we get other ones that say, yeah, go ahead and put me on, go ahead and make my name visible, then it'd be open for everybody. Why couldn't we do that? Is that too much? Not even a simple password. Just on the September voting thing, have a little slide that says, when we make up the reservation schedule, would you prefer your name be listed on there so other members can see it, or would you prefer not? Let's click one of these boxes, and then let's do that. And it'll be their choice, and we won't have any liability issues from privacy facts because they clicked that box, and we've got a copy of it. And then we can do that. And that way it'd make people happy that want the names, and the ones that don't want their names, they don't get on there.
All right, let's move this to that. Let's put it on the thing for the annual meeting. I'm
okay,
not going to keep this thing to death. I got a lot of things to do this weekend.
We've got our ballots coming up.
When are the names for the board members? When do they have to be in?
Nominations.
Yeah, nomination.
Nomination days. I need to do that this month. So, and then I can create a ballot and send it out so that we have the ballots done by September.
When's the next newsletter scheduled to go out?
Send that letter. Well, usually I send a newsletter with it.
So when do you want to get scheduled?
It needs to happen this month.
Before when?
July? Before the end of July, then.
I know, but you don't know the date you sent
it. I don't have a date on it, yeah. So we can put that in there.
We can include that on the
So they need to put, they need put in for the, if they're interested in
running for board,
they need to submit their information by, do they have a date they need to submit it by?
There will be a date. I can't think of it right at this moment because I'm feeling rattled. I'm sorry.
Okay. So they're going to have it. Is it going to be a, they have 2 weeks before a board meeting?
It's still
60 days, I think.
There is a process of doing a website.
It can't be 60 days because we're already down 60 days.
Okay.
I know. And we're in July.
August and September.
Yeah. So by the end of July, we have to have that.
Before 60 days.
It's not even
okay.
60 days.
So that's going out. That's getting out there, right? So I know that was one of her.
Right.
Okay.
Do we know how many vacant spots?
Do you think
there's
how many there's
four spots?
There's three that are
over. Should I have Mark and... All right, Mark and Ryan.
And yourself.
And me.
And then the rest.
Was Ben a carrier last year?
He was. He was perplexed and then...
Yes, last year.
So whose positions are that role?
Mine is up.
Yeah, David.
Are you going?
Mine is up.
And Dale.
I have
decided. Four.
Sean, are you up again?
Yeah.
Am I?
I think so.
I might be.
Yeah, I think here
is
Ryan and Jody and Mark.
Just trying to figure out how many empty polls are going to
be. But you need to check.
Let's make sure. Ben ran last year, too.
Yeah, he ran.
He ran last year, so he's got another year.
Right. So he's not. So it's just Dave, Shauna, and Dale that are on the...
Ben just came on with me, because...
Right.
So there's
Ryan,
Dave.
Ben, Dave, Mark,
Dale, and Shauna.
Yeah.
And three spots available, open for...
Right.
Ben ran just came on.
So you'll get that posted on there, the ASAP, and get it out to Renault for three new...
Of course.
Thank you. All right. Next item. ATVs and Jeep truck. And ATVs and a Jeep truck and other motor vehicles have been driving up and down the old waterline road. People just don't realize how close they are to the surface water. If the line breaks, it was on the water. We have some big rocks or something to put there. String. Barbed wire. About neck height. Across the, sorry, I read that wrong.
Not a good idea.
Or size a couple of the ends at each end.
The place where I got the 25 mile per hour.
Where's the old water line now?
Signs that we got to put up on the next meeting road.
We still haven't posted them.
They're not up yet? Do we know where they are? Last year when you came into town and you went in the back of the truck and one of your bins.
In that laundry room.
I can see when we put them in. I put them all in the summer while she was doing the whatever. Then they're in one of
them. Who would have moved the big rocks?
No, does that say, do we want to put big rocks there?
There were big rocks there. I don't know how they got moved. But ordinarily, it's not a problem. Most of the people know not to be on there. But I went up there to do something during the 4th of July, and somebody had been running ATVs and Jeeps up and down that trail. And that water line is, it's right on the surface, and it's exposed in a couple of places.
Now you have to put a fence up.
Are there big rocks someplace close that you can put back on there?
You know, I don't know. There's some rocks that you could probably pull over there without too much difficulty. I was really close to just going... Larry's his mud don't drive here mud sawhorses and taking them back up there, putting one on top, one on the bottom, and you know.
What if we compound
fence posts.
Three fence posts right in there and put some strips of barbed wire and flag some.
As long as you don't drive the post through the water line, it'll be fine.
Yeah. We can put one on each side of the road. And flag with some flagging.
and that's all it needs. I don't know who got the idea they could do it, but they did. And it's just not.
Do we have any metal T-posts around here?
Yeah, we've got a bunch. We should have. Yeah.
So it'd be really easy to put four posts, two at the bottom, two at the top from the old road. Jeff, maybe so you understand, there is a bylaw that they're not supposed to be out there just gallivanting around. The roads are supposed to be for road use. Only, they're not supposed to take motorcycles. In your patrolling, your time, when you're going back and forth, you see this happening, you need to report it to the board so that we can take measures against
mudslinging.
I don't know what kind of measure we would take, but we need to do something and notify them that that's unacceptable.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
The water line up at the upper cabin.
Just on that one road you're talking about.
No,
any road on the ramp.
There's bylaws. I can't take off my quad right here and go see if I can make a new trail up here at cabin 7.
Oh, to stay on the trail.
It's supposed to be on.
DSR bylaws. This is the wilderness.
Yeah, BLM forest.
Well, it started out as bylaws, if I'm not mistaken, from the ranch.
Well, no, it's always been in the government agencies. That's always been a deal. Your forest, your BLM, your state agency.
It's monument rules. I didn't know it
either. Well, monument rules only came into effect 10 or 15 years ago.
That's being enforced now.
What
are they
talking about?
Brandish. Part of the
cabins you go on.
I didn't know there was a problem driving up
to 3-4. There's not a problem driving up to the old Cabin 5 site. That's okay. That part is okay. It's from there up to the cabin road. That's a problem.
It's the one that goes straight instead of going around where everybody was supposed to drive.
You think one of these days we're going to have to bury that flashlight?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it needs to be buried, or a whole bunch of dirt needs to be dug in the ground, or a whole bunch of dirt needs to be brought in.
Like that really brown dirt? A long time ago, it used to be that you went up that road and came down this other road, and so people that have had property out here for years... Like, that's okay. They don't understand that there's a pipeline under there that's really close to the surface.
Is it a plastic pipe?
Or it is.
Yes, it's
a water line.
So you get UV damage to that. You should really...
That would be wonderful to do. Absolutely. And at Cabin 1, the same thing. There's pipes sticking out there. There's water lines.
We got exposed PVC pipe all over the place.
We need to bury it.
So, let's not maintain things and claim poverty if we don't have money to do any of those things. Let's not raise any money.
I don't think we need to buy a couple of signs. I think 4 T posts, 2 at the top, 2 at the bottom.
It'll be an easy fix. I just
see it.
Is that on our list of 2?
Let's get that done right away.
Do by who?
Priority list.
Okay. Put it on priority.
Put it on top, let's make some progress getting done the project.
Well, I just wanted to make sure he knew where it was.
Cabin Old Waterline.
Please, when you do put the wire up, please make sure to flag it really good, okay?
Get some flagging tape somewhere. If not, next time you're in town, grab some.
Yeah, like streamers and windmills.
Okay. Davey had a suggestion here about moving old farm equipment, personally along the fence, closer into the road.
inside the main gate.
Where are you at on our list?
Very last item in there. We did skip over your stuff.
Item H.
I just want to conclude the stuff. I'm going to drop back to you. Sorry.
Okay. Item H.
I don't have an H. I like his item. I love looking at that old equipment. It's an attraction to me. I'm
yard
sorry.
Jewelry.
It is very, it's yard very, very
barn,
beautiful.
Barn jewelry or yard jewelry, one of the two.
Depending on your perspective.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty simple. Anyone opposed to
it? Is there anyone opposed to making that move to that equipment?
And basically, it's getting it away from the fence and closer to the barn along probably the inside. And my concern is if there's a big truck that comes in and needs to turn around, is it going to be in the way? And it wouldn't be if it was on the barn side of the road.
That is a good point.
It possibly could be if it were farther to the east, because I'm assuming that's where those big trucks pull in and turn around. So it's not going to be over there right where the windmill is. It's going to be from the windmill towards the gate, right here at the entrance. It's going to be from there that way instead of where the windmill is.
You can even place a couple of loose objects up on the upper side of the road there.
And I wonder if they'd be vandalized if they're out there versus inside.
Well, not outside, but I mean, they've been closer to the barn area, that little clearing. I think a couple things
is not here anymore.
Brought closer to home.
You don't have a sawmill.
No, it's in my house.
I'll talk with him at this meeting and kind of give him some ideas. I'm on with your...
It's going to be covered up with rabbit brush
that hasn't
been taken out for... Year or two.
Yeah.
Windmill will probably still be there 4 or 5 years from now.
Yeah, so.
I think we're doing a poor job of taking care of our assets.
Yes.
It's nice that you laid the windmill down, but.
We'll put it up over there.
Can we decide where to put it and just decide?
Yeah, let's make the decision before we bring that fence and first come in, right?
See, I think you ought to. What I think you ought to do is, I think we ought to terrace all along there, where the barn is, and then put the equipment on terraces.
Well, that looks nice.
Going up the hill.
We could get some spotlights.
Kind of put it on, you know, kind of show it off. You know, Dave Shrum. Mm-hmm. Well, Dave gave me a card. I'll have to find it. It's got all these numbers on it, and you can identify the year. Any old farm equipment was made from this car.
Oh.
Anyway, it's really cool because the numbers match up. And so I'm like you. I think we ought to go grab the old equipment out by Leaf Spring and get it out of there because it's just sitting there and nobody knows it's there.
That's a good idea. Display it.
I think it ought to be a display.
Let's make some...
I don't think
that's a top 10. We have to get done with the next top 10, is it?
It'll be on my top 10. What about where we put the windmill? Is there any input there? This isn't life or death, but still, if we can just decide because we're on the topic, we can do it when I've got time.
That works. Well, I think that's a great idea that Brent has put it on.
So I'd like a lot of work to do the terracing. I like the idea.
The equipment.
You know, no grass ever grows up here next to the trail, that whole corner section there. It would be out of the way, I think, from...
Well, on the other side, though. That would be the west side.
Near by the fence.
No, yeah. I'm talking about up closer.
Barn side?
Yeah. On the barn side, yeah.
If it all goes
no grass ever grows there. It's never grown there. If there are any big trucks turning down doing load cattle there, it'd be out of the way for the load chutes anyways.
What about the windmill?
Put it on the side by the fence.
On the other side.
Yeah, on the other side of the road.
Dale, are you okay with that, or do you care?
There's a labyrinth.
I just don't like it laying where it is.
Yeah, it's going to get damaged. It's already damaged. That's the bad part. Because it got listing so much, and then it spun, and then it broke a couple of the blades. It's not unrepairable. We can fix it.
Aren't damaged.
But it just, that's why I laid it down.
It's on that same hill. It's over on the barn side. But once you put it on the pad, I'll go by the
fence. And then here's the question. How does it have to be on a cement pad, or could it be on pillars?
The way we did it up there at our place, we dropped some auger holes down in there, built a little bit of concrete up there, and had an anchor post coming up where we secured the top down to it. Just welded it on, but you could put a big old lag bolt coming up through there, and I didn't see what's on the base of there.
3 feet of, I mean, deep? How is that?
That's plenty.
Okay.
I think that'd hold that. Nope.
There's a rock
labyrinth over when you first come through.
So you can put it right in the middle of that?
No! Actually, the scouts are going to fix it up while they're here. They really like that.
I've got too many things to do, you guys. Step on the
filter. See you later.
Okay, so I'll talk with Jeff a little bit, and everybody else wants to help me look at some of those ideas once the meeting's over. I'd encourage them to walk over with me. The next item there is a promissory note.
Yeah, I have a question. I think this is my question, isn't it, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm the treasurer and finance person, but I understand that we sent a promissory note to...
We sent a
promissory note to, and I don't know if you know, because I don't know anything about it, but to Britain about the laptop and what else was in that?
They were sending $300 for the laptop and there's a phone bill.
So I want to know, when did that happen? Why did it happen? And why don't I know about it?
Is that sending Brighton's a bill for some of the things?
Yeah.
Well, it's a promissory note between them and the ranch.
They were purchasing stuff from the ranch. Well, it was we gave them the laptop. What else is on there?
Gave them the saddle. Gave them the freezer.
So what are they? What are we requesting that they pay them back for? And why did that all happen without me knowing as a financial person and as the
treasurer? They asked about the saddle. And I don't know. So, I don't know if anybody ever...
So that's my concern. It's a financial thing. I want to know about it. I want to know about four goes out.
Let's check with Ben on that.
Okay.
I don't know anything about
that. That was part of the conversation upstairs there. Is I already paid for the laptop, so they shouldn't be paying back for that. I already recompensated the ranch for that.
There was something I forgot. There was something else they were going to get back.
So nobody had a
freezer and a laptop, and then there was also a bill for...
It was the freezer.
It was the freezer
they was going to pay back. They didn't want to have to unload it and lose all their beef.
Okay,
they said they'd pay us back for the freezer.
Right.
The agreement was $300. I remember that now.
All right, so just $300 for the freezer?
It was $300 for the freezer.
All right, so I can put that in running?
Yes.
Thank you.
We need to follow through with it. Now I remember. Yeah. Thank you. But that's what it was. All right, let's jump back around. Everything's complete. Shauna, Brandon.
Now everybody's leaving, and I have to have it. Okay.
We still have to
have it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
But has Brayton
been
sent a promissory note, or is it
just... That was one of the emails. I thought that they said they would pay for it back.
I typed it up and gave it to Ben, and I haven't heard anything since then.
Spring.
Okay.
Spring.
Yep.
I lost my page line.
I'll look on a big map.
I broke Rob Hollow.
Where are we jumping back to?
Sean.
Number 9. Let me do my thing.
Sean.
Okay. On the activities. We are supposed to have the...
Well, we had people disappointed on the floor.
Well, we didn't ever have that. That was a Brayton thing. We never did that. So, that was something that they had done. We first got to drive all in the... So on Twitter. Yes, we're excited about that village. So on the 4th, now we also had the cattle drive thing that was this last week, which was hunts, and they actually did it for 3 days, which was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They came up on Wednesday, and they had super great entertainment. We had paid for Robin Arnold to come and sing. Robin, now he's a professional singer. He happens to be a friend of Kirby Musgrave.
What day was that?
That was the Tuesday. Yeah, he was there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Playing every night.
July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
No, July. No. Just yesterday. Friday.
This past week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, should have known about it.
Yeah. On the last one, I still put that on the emails. That they're never going to be out here. We're going to have a cattle drive. We can drive them if we wanted to. From the ranch to the shooting range, whatever you call that. They got the water. They did get that water solar pump working. Brent did that. And the water tank is filling their tank so they can take the cattle out to where our shooting range was. My problem is somebody went out there, took all the straw that I put out there and scattered it around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they did that.
Oh, our target squad.
It was the bills, you mean?
Yep.
That was our target.
We got more, but people could still shoot with or without the bales.
Well, I know, but that was just for our targets. I actually had stepped them off for ranges.
Oh, really?
And had them for the targets. And they were heavy, and they did take some of this from up there that I paid for and put them around the base of the house. I carried a lot of them. Physically, and it was heavier than crap.
Heavier
than and then they moved them, and then I scattered them. Okay, well, anyway, so we are still having our Olympics on August. It will be the 18th, Saturday the 18th, because on the 11th is our board meeting. So we'll have it on the 18th. And it will start here, the same thing that we did before, and I'll put it back out because we had fishing. The other part was, but we will have no goat milking because we have no goats.
So there's going to be fishing, shooting.
You're all in the
Adams Reserve.
So there's no big quarter. Well, that's good. We'll all be here.
Fishing, shooting, what?
We have
Larson's going to be out here.
That's okay.
All the Gavin.
Oh, good. It's okay. No more. They can bring their tents. They still come from town.
Okay.
They still. Okay. So that's great. Anyway, so it will be, we're still with the, I don't. The rest of the list here with me. Anyway, we have 6 o'clock is the fishing up the ponds, the competition. At 7 o'clock, we have a pancake eating contest. At 8 o'clock, well, at 9 o'clock, actually, it'll be 9 before we get through the food. We learn to take a little bit longer than that by the time we get them good. So by the, at 9 o'clock, we'll go up to the shooting range.
Is that August 18th?
August the 18th. At 10:30 is... That's the four-wheel drive, the four-wheeler ride around the ranch. And then we'll go at noon. We'll have our picnic at the fish pond. So everybody will bring their own. It's a BYO. Bring your own lunch, whatever. And we're going to have a picnic at the ponds. And then we have, then we'll come back down here and play some water. Anyway, more games.
That'll be in the ranch pool. Is that where the water volleyball will be played?
Oh, water volleyball. Oh. That's
the 18th.
There's no people staying in
there. Yeah,
that is fun. How are you going to have this for members? Where are they going to stay?
Well,
why are you having it on that day?
Well, that was the...
Yes,
I guess we can change the date. We can go back to the 11th, but then they just had a board meeting.
I just point that out. Usually you have an activity and people come in from all the cabins.
That is
well, don't say there's going to be no people on the cabin. It's just our family.
She's going to be here entertaining the Clarksons and whoever else wants to come out that
and
day.
And whoever wants to come.
They have a schedule of their
own.
They will
come down here.
Well,
we
don't know that. That's up to Larry. He's in charge.
Well,
whatever.
I don't want to mess up the thing. We were trying to pick the weekend. The weekend next weekend is the Western Legends.
Yeah.
So now at all. Yes, it is the 22nd.
No, it is not. It's the same weekend.
That's 18th.
It's the Western Legends.
They changed it.
16th.
All their
August 16th, 17th, 18th.
Now, yes, but all of their posters say the 22nd to the 24th.
That's what I saw.
Oh, it's.
See, all the posters
charge
of it.
And see,
it's
the same.
Well, his posters
are
the 22nd to the 24th.
So
we got a conflict.
Why don't you check on that and get back with us? Put us an email out to one of these events.
We have to because we're going to have to change. We're going to do it at the 11th.
It needs to go out on the newsletter. That's what it's
on.
Wow.
You should go out
on the newsletter.
I know that it's our family reunion, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I know that it's Western Legends.
How many
Thursday,
reservations
Friday,
do you have on the
11th? That same weekend.
We have all the
11th.
On the
11th.
On time. But the board's supposed to have the board meeting by then. On that same day.
Right. Well, maybe that'd be the time to do it.
Sounds good to me. I'd be here.
Shoot on the 11th.
Yeah.
Bring your family and come to the board meeting.
Do the board meeting in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Have the activities during the morning?
In the afternoon? Well, it's a full day thing. Unless we met. Well, Well, we could break away and do it.
I hope so.
Because on or that
we've
night of the 10th.
We've had quick board meetings before.
Because in the afternoon we're doing all the preparedness things. So we have, like we talked about before, we have a preparedness table set up for people and little displays, and then there will be
August 5th, August 11th?
Food preparation.
August 11th. Then so he could push committed
through the. He
class.
Had to leave, so he can't go
to 12. Let's do it then and have an abbreviated board meeting. We'll just plan it better.
I'll
ramble.
Short and quick.
Yeah. I second that motion. Was that a motion?
You're what?
I second that.
The ramble.
Isn't that the regular time for the Barrett board meeting?
It is.
Yes. The second week.
But it would be in the afternoon, and it would be.
There's only three cabins rented that day.
All right. So we will do.
Is it big families?
I'll do it on the
11th.
One of them is.
We'll do it on the 11th.
I just changed the board meeting. Tell them. I mean, the board meeting was on the 11th, and now. Joanne meeting.
Yeah.
Fran?
Yes.
On Fran? Strike myself crazy?
Yes.
And then two others, so. Oh, okay, so we'll put August 11th. Everybody is.
Mama, will you stay itinerary?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I
will. It should be in the newsletter for
us. Yeah, I don't want it in the newsletter, so we have to hurry up. That's why we have to do it now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm glad to know that. Your family still needs to come on the 11th.
All right.
If it's only a J thing, they can come. Okay.
What else you got?
Okay, and then that will be, so we'll count it as also a board meeting. Okay, anyway, it was really good entertainment. I feel bad that we didn't have very many people there, because he paid him to come out here and do that music, and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They had a few people the first day. Me and my family, the only ones that came here on the second day. And then they had more people that showed up on the third day, but everybody to come out. That was one of the days I called you, and no answers. I couldn't get anybody. All day Thursday, I was running from office to office, calling people, trying to get people to come out here Thursday because people didn't show up. I thought we were just going to do it for one day, but he had set up for three different days.
Was the 13th?
And it was their family reunion. Yeah, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And I had that. If you go back and look in our stuff, we put it on the calendar a long time ago.
Yeah, but there wasn't a lot of information out about it. So, and he mentioned it to me once, but it was like a month and a half ago.
Well, that was a long time ago. 2 months ago. Yeah. And
all right.
And kept trying to find the date. Okay.
Anything else?
That's all.
Okay, let's move along. Hey.
If we have activities, all I have to say is, people have got to start coming because I've been told I keep spending money and doing things in the way of
showing up. No, that was really down there.
Yeah, I got really bad. She was good. He was good.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Yes.
Amy.
Yes.
Okay, I have a couple things that I don't know if we skipped it or I missed it, but on Ben's number 7 on the second page, pull together a view process for the new ranch managers. Rich Von Bogus listed questions to ask. This gets back to priorities that they're clear on, and so it's not just a frustration for them and for us to figure out why they're using their time for one thing and we thought it was supposed to be for something else. This is so critical for your success, for the success of the ranch, and so we don't feel like we're in the exact same spot next month that we were today. Mm-hmm. So that we're not just chit-chatting and sharing ideas, and then nothing changes in a month from now. You're still working 18-hour days, and the things that we thought weren't your priorities. Mm-hmm. So it's hopefully very helpful for you to know what we want and what the members need to have happen throughout the entire ranch. And if it's our list of 10 things that we have, and then we need to go with that, or 7, or whatever it is, or 5, or 2. But I think this is really important, so that a month from now, we're in a completely different place than we are today.
Yeah.
The ranch house is finished. You guys are able to do the things that managers should be doing, and the hosting is going better, you're happier, I hope. We're happier. And the members... complaints or suggestions or whatever are being handled appropriately so that you know that you're right where you need to be.
Well, and I think this has been very helpful today. We love the members. We love this area. It's been great. And I think, like Dale said, a meeting a month ago, maybe a lot of this would have been resolved and we wouldn't be with these frustrations on our side and your side, or the members not knowing. Now, we've been putting up notes on the door when we go somewhere, and we'll continue to try to be more active in that so people know when we're gone, when we'll be back, that sort of thing.
I kind of looked at that, and I kind of checked it off my list as a, you know, about asked that question list to set things up for him, and I was kind of going with the top ten.
Okay.
And I kind of, this is the one I have here. So far, we've finished the ranch house. We need to do the well-filled seating. We got the fencing project. We're going to get set up for pavilions. We've got to protect the upper cabin, old water line system. Get washer and dryer set up up here and going. These are some big jobs here. And I also have on here, this is one of the, my top 10 things, is a complete road review, which I'm going to spend the remainder of the day tomorrow trying to comb over every bit of road, weather permitting, to see. I just want to know.
We tell you where to put some gravel after coming down.
Yeah. Not that it necessarily will happen. I just personally want to know what the heck it all looks like right now. You know, I know we probably never will get to look at this year, but it's just something I wanted to do. But.
Okay, and then this moves us into the next one. I don't know if it got skipped on the same page. This is the second page item. This is 14D, where it says, talks about the liaison. Who is it? And
I thought we decided that earlier.
It is decided. Yeah. Okay.
Well, sorry, I just got to move past that.
Yeah,
period.
You
we spent
that
enough time.
Decided. I didn't know what the decision got made.
And I'm going to go over that part in a little executive session afterwards, too.
Okay. So, they will be somehow to you, and the reason why the liaison thing is important to me is I don't want, as entertaining as it can be sometimes, I don't want to have to read.
You don't want all those emails.
I don't. And I don't think our time is used well that way, and we might end up micromanaging, and we're finding, and we're, and it ends up being effort, frustration for me to try to feel involved, but at the same time, I don't know that anybody needs to know what I care or
what I care
about 90% of things. So anyway,
I am trying to respond 100%. I know I have some goofy schedules with the internet, but I am canceling my. In 2 weeks, I'm going back up and I'm pulling out of up north anyway, so I'll be back down here. So I have made it a point in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, to even other stupid things, just to reply back so you guys see that I'm actually out there. Even though it is, like you said, it is a big waste of my time. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, and it might be.
Maybe me, the fact that I'm present, I need at least. Yeah. So I'm trying to do that more so, as a support for you, okay?
Great, thank you.
Because I hope things get bounced off you first and to him next, and if necessary.
Or to the department.
Okay. So back up to my item number 10, again on the same page. The two things I have is cabin number, is it 3 or 4 that needs a new roof?
3.
So I need measurements on that one since I'm not going to drive up there today.
Okay.
And then I can tell you what the material would cost. I can buy it by the pound, which is somewhat cheaper than it is because it's surplus stuff, or it's stuff that they've run.
Great.
And not pay the off-the-shelf price, the regular price anyway, and then put it up there. I don't want to put it up there for free, but I will put it up there at a significantly less cost than it would cost me if I were charging real money.
We did have that on our budget this year. How exactly, and like I said, I'm going to be at the next rest of the day today and all day tomorrow trying to go over all this area so I can swing up through there. And I got a 25-foot tape measure in my truck, but my cloth, but I don't obviously have a big tall ladder. I mean, I'm pretty damn accurate about it.
It should be right on. If it's not, then it takes time to cut them. What we don't want is to be short. We were short on the panels on the barn, but since they were free. Anyway, It would be nice if I had exact measurements. I didn't on the ranch house, and that was my fault because I missed the porch, and so that's why that isn't finished, but it will be. So that was the one item, cabin three. Either Jeff can get it or you can get the measurements, but it should be exact measurements and legal from there. And
pictures. Well, is that exact measurements of the
house or the
square building?
This is roof. This is roof.
Valleys?
The roof surface.
Roof. Yeah, square
foot. Yeah, you're right. And I'm glad you clarified that. So it's length times the width, and if there are any details, you'll probably use the same blue flashing on the chimney. I'm assuming it has one. And then we either go with drip edge or we don't. To trim it up. Then my other question under, I guess, facilities is this store. And the issue is it stocked like we want it? And are the prices the way we want it? Is this a for-profit store or is this a break-even store because the prices are out of my price range?
Well, let's put it this way. Last year, we made $538 on the store.
Is that what we want to do?
No, we wanted $1,500, but I don't think we have the traffic to pull that in.
Well, and there have been times when it was a big money maker, and
times that it wasn't. Was that when more families were coming up?
No, nope. It was managed
differently. Are you saying the prices are too high or too low?
Well, it's been that for
too high.
Too high.
I mean, it's $4 or $5 for oil, kind of a thing. At times, it was sold at cost, and we were happy that we broke even.
That's mostly where we are because we don't pay. We pay tax on them when we buy them, and so we should have to pay tax again. But that's mostly where
okay,
we
okay. Was the gross income $500 or profit income $500?
It was profit. It was profit. It was above profit and beyond.
Yeah. Gross?
Yeah.
No. It would be net profit.
Mostly on pop and ice cream.
Because we have a budget of $1,500 or something
right.
for it, and then at the end of the year, we show $2,000 mm-hmm. income to the store. So my point is it stocked appropriately, and no one will know better than you, because if I go over to borrow some butter, maybe that should have been something that was in the refrigerator. And
yeah.
those are the kind of things that you'll learn.
Well, we've given out a few of our personal bars of soap and shampoo. You know, so,
well, you know, I can tell you this last time we $60, as I recall, I'm just remembering, and we didn't bring in that much, and it's gone. Everything's pretty much gone. So, and if our prices, they are high. They are a little bit high.
Well, and maybe they need to be high to make up for the things that disappear.
But I'm just telling you. I mean, yes. We should have had, you know, we should have doubled that. Easy, or close to it, 1.5 times it, and we're $20 less than that, so I don't know. Or, you know, 15 or something, whatever it is, $10.
Well, then we have
so
to pay
to
for
buy
dry ice to take any of things that are frozen, like ice cream bars. Those went really fast, the ice cream bars.
And
not
bad.
And dry ice is not cheap.
Yeah, so that was kind of expensive. You put it in the cooler, and then you rush back here and hope to guess.
I mean, those otter pots do pretty well. I'd almost like to do that because then you're not having to spend.
Yeah, but I think people, they like the ice cream. Like you said, it went really fast. I think it's really popular. That's what people will, on a hot day especially, that's what they'll come and get.
Yeah. Hey, question. You were in the hotel business for a while. Do you know where we can order those little soaps and little toothpaste at wholesale? Do you have a contact for me? We could do that. Because it would be good.
American
soap. Standard,
I have books. I get American food.
I'm not in the hotel business.
She owns the motel food.
So, what's it called?
I have a book with American Standard.
Oh, okay.
And maybe a list of items that people wish they could have bought, but
yeah,
wasn't here.
Yeah, I often wonder that. That's
so
good.
When I'm buying
okay.
stuff, if you want to put some order in,
a wish list.
I will put that down. Post a wish list.
We had a request for a flashlight. Now we bought one. Did we put it up here?
There's three.
There's three right there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So those were my items.
Toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those need to be there.
You're done? Okay. All right, moving right along then. Let's get Jody.
Yeah, I can do a preview here, and we need a part of it for financial. Okay, the good thing is, Linda and I spent like 4 or 5 hours the other day going through our budget that we prepared last October to what was going on now, what we still have, and we are doing good. We were at, her and I talked, we were at 99% collected on the assessments that we had figured. You know, we didn't figure out 100% because that hasn't been typical in the last 3 years. So we were 99% on that, and now we're over that. We're over 100% on what we anticipated coming in.
So everything else now that comes in is crazy. And we did the analysis of, you know, what hasn't been spent, what has been budgeted to, you know, we're at half year mark. So, you know, you were saying this morning, but we haven't done anything yet. Yeah, you're right. But the money is still sitting there for it. So we're right in line. If we keep doing, we should hopefully, okay, if you guys don't know, we were $17,000 in the red last year. So hopefully sticking with this budget, with the estimates that were based on what really happened over the last 3 years, then we will hopefully come out still in the black. And we have found other things that have been budgeted for that we know we're not going to need, so they can go back into the kitty.
So does that mean the assessment's going to drop for next year? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I know. Based on an average, we'll see. We'll average the last 3 years again.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. But so far, so good. So
you have these maps here for sale here in the store.
Maps, we usually have maps, but I don't know what we have at this point. But we can get them for sure. Because those are always they've been selling occasionally.
Yeah, I thought you said we had some over here.
There was one. There was one in this bulletin board. Right,
there are a whole bunch of
open and took that map out of this bulletin board.
Yeah, it's like the second.
Would you tell Vance?
Yeah, I'm listening. You guys tell me what you do and don't have. There's some long, skinny boxes, and there was a bunch of maps in there in April. Now, if the long, skinny boxes are gone, the maps are gone.
We're lucky.
Yeah, there are a bunch back here.
Are there maps of all the branch?
You don't need to waste your time on it now. Somebody just email me what you got and what you don't got, and I'll take it from there like I always do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got them here.
Did you want laminated or unlaminated?
Well, I don't know if they're selling them in the store. If they're available, we should have a price on that.
There isn't a price tag over there.
How much are we selling them for?
There are different ones. So
but you never know. I mean, I see that map. I wouldn't know to ask for.
Vance, how much were these large laminated maps?
Hang on a minute. I had to unmute you guys. You know, I'm going to have to go back, Linda, and find out what we, you know, the last time I had some laminated and send them up for you, and I'll let you know. Do you need one right now?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I need to know right
oh,
now.
She wants to buy it right now.
Hang on. I will email Linda about that, because I'll be able to find it, but I'm not going to hold you up right now. Well, just waiting for me.
And I don't see any more of the 8.5 by 11 size. Color one?
Yeah, write it up and send it to me. Let's not do it over the phone.
Okay.
It'll be easier and it will remind me better.
And just tell me what prices you guys want.
Anything else? Okay, is there anything else? Members request Mary Shriver number 285 by the water drill in Reagan slide. Can you hear the ranch gate?
Is the
room?
Rig still there? Shauna?
Huh?
Is that rig still there?
Yep, it is.
We have flowers planted in the windows.
There are no windows.
All right, is there anything else we've missed on there? Anything else anybody needs to add on here before we break for a real quickie? Yes.
I asked for 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, go for it, please.
Is it on the agenda?
That's what I'm saying. Is there anything else? No, he did ask earlier, and we kept moving on.
I'd like to either suggest we change the email or with you. Take my name off of it. I'd like to answer when it's appropriate, but all the other emails just taken way too much time. I cut all of them off and read all of them, but it takes a lot of time.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
If it's non-partner, if it's not a board decision to make, he doesn't want to hear about all the other crap going on.
Can you just delete that? If it doesn't say board decision needed, can't you just delete that so we don't have to go in and change it every time?
Well, I have tried to read mine. I'm just going to file them, and I won't read them because there's a lot of stuff that's on that I would rather not spend time on. And then
there was a suggestion earlier that in the address line, it's board, right. Board decision, and everything else
other than that, just click delete.
Do you want the activity reports weekly?
Well, those come to me.
So those go there. She'll push those out.
And if it's important, she'll push
out. Here's some suggestions, Mark. I think that we're terribly exposed on that red reservoir head gate to have a 20-foot unsupported steel based on a 12-inch rusty culvert. I'm amazed that has stayed that long. And we've mentioned different times. And yet, if that head gate breaks,
it's going to flood.
It guts the whole valve.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since I'm sending the business on, rather than some of the things that we're spending time. So let me give you.
Did we not authorize Larry to go ahead and take care of that?
I thought we did.
Yes,
Larry was going to do that.
You're all aware of work projects on the Wet Meadow acreage. There's 600 plus acres there. There's also the 40 acres in Crawford and the 20 acres over in the head of Slide Canyon are lots that the association owns. What I was going to suggest that you consider is I still like the idea of people being in charge of neighborhoods. I still like the idea that most of you have not stepped up to as a caution to get some of the things done that are critically needed. And so I mention that again. The Red Reservoir Headgate, the Meadow Spring and Pipeline, the ditches and water management up in that area, the fences have still not been improved at all this year, the mowing of the willows and the roses, they're getting probably too big and tough to mow, without bringing a bulldozer in and clearing them off.
In the Wet Meadow?
In the Wet Meadow. They're big and healthy as high as your head now because the board's wishes, or my wishes, were not honored the last 2 years.
Right.
We've talked about moving the corrals from on the west side of the road over on the east side of the road and building some decent corrals there for our livestock needs.
From the east to the west?
From the west, where they are in the meadow, over where they used to be.
They used to be right there, and all that stuff's just all sagebrush now. Why did they get...
Because of...
I was lazy.
Complaining from a half dozen people. We've done nothing on the pavilion. Material is sitting there available, and the pavilion could still be done. There's roads.
I also thought we were moving ahead on that. I thought that was voted on to move ahead on that pavilion. You mean the large one?
We did talk about it.
But there's still been a griping and whining. I think some of the board members are listening to some of those things and want to be
known. Yeah, pick a day and let's go do it.
The road, whether it's the road with the pipeline in it that we just talked about, or whether it's the road to those other lots up there, or whether it's the ATV around the Wet Meadow that we started working on, or other roads in that area, the graveling of the slick part in the oak coming down through. We've also talked for years about cleaning up those two old log cabins. There's actually three log cabins still on the property. And a person has just shown me a beautiful that is an old board, and they collected pieces of metal that was at that location. One board tells the family was living there in 1905, 1906, 1907, 1908. The board is still there. And the story of Ben Hamblin riding his burl over the cellar and caving it in. The cellar still, you know, there's historical things that are very, now this woman asked if she should try to get history on those three or four homesteads, write it up, put a plaque there so members could see it. This presentation that she's done on the Ben Hamblin cabin was very impressive. So
those up there now.
What?
It's up there at the Hamblin cabin now.
In Crawford.
Right. Is that, there's a plaque up there now?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
She has it in her home.
Dale, what lot is that on?
It's on the Forest Service.
What's the association lot that's in Crawford?
There's not one.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is, 74 and 75.
It's in situation.
But that's down lower, 74 and 75 are association lots.
Okay.
So doing some things to tidy up those log areas, if it's a matter of chopping the sagebrush out of the middle of them, and even talking about some improvements on cabin 1, 2, 3, and 4. My proposal was earlier that be considered a neighborhood and that I be assigned to the improvements and the leadership of that area, DSROA, and to proceed with cost share basis. I know people that will make contributions to some of those projects up there, and also to proceed with neighborhood leadership volunteers. So there's things that we can do that we are looking at. I would also suggest that Pat and I cover the cost on some of these things on a front-end basis, not giving you a bid, not giving you any bill, but do a front-end improvement. Once they're improved, then you can go to the budget and say, oh yeah, we set aside for that, and as a board, we're not going to pay you a dime, or we will cover certain expenses that the board has talked about. So there's no expense, no exposure at all to DSROA or the board for the things that we may move forward with on a cost-share basis, or on the leadership.
Give
I just want you to consider that a little bit.
Give us an example of improvements on the cabins or what you're thinking. You have an idea how it works.
On the four cabins?
Well, you
on this one, just give it for an example.
Yeah.
Well, on the four cabins, in the proposal I gave before, I think we need to spend $10,000 on each of them to make them as nice as these folks are trying to make the ranch house. That those cabins need a 30-year facelift and improvement. I'm not sure that we're going to do it, but I want to know whether the board would encourage us to do it, or if this makes any sense to you, as far as really getting down to some big things that improve the ranch in these different areas. The Red Reservoir, I would like to see that done, whether I hire Larry or Val Cram, or anyone with a dozen people to come in and solve that problem. I'll do it, I'll pay for it, and present it to the board, and you either tell me to go jump the lake, or delighted it's done. We're delaying on a lot of these things because of indecision, and so I would like to see that red reservoir done immediately.
That's your number one priority, is that correct?
While the water is low.
Right, well, we're going to get the monsoon in here right now.
Yeah, there's some other fencing. Taylor Button did the fence up on the hill, and it ends right at Joyce and Nelson's, and that's where the horses and cows are coming in and out right now.
Cattle still come right around and onto their property.
Another 200 feet of fence would get to a higher level and block that. It's simple things. The gates were not even closed. So people put cattle in there and don't close the gates and think there's something wrong with the fence. Yeah, there's a hole in it.
Well, the gate's open.
and that kind of leadership is that I'd be happy to do as long as somebody isn't complaining and griping about what are you checking gates for? So I could give you specifics on the fencing. I've already talked about the road. I talked about cleaning up those two or three cabins and making them a place to go see and information to that you could have.
The Pioneer Cabins.
The four cabins need some help. But again, some of these things you need to raise money. Now, they can tell us that things are dead, and I don't say this braggingly, but we've raised $200,000 here on Deer Springs this year, this summer. We plan to put it back into Deer Springs as long as there's not somebody say a lot of smart things. So the real estate market may be rotten, but it's been pretty sweet to us.
I need the contact information on
it. And I told Steve to get it to me. I think he only gave you two. But there's
people.
Is it all right with you if I switch the reservations that you made on 266 to another one of the lots? Because
I don't give up. Which one you put?
Well, he wants to use his time.
Who does?
The fellow that bought
266. Oh, that's fine.
So if I move that to any of your other lots that doesn't have reservations on it, that'll all be at least 2 weeks.
Don't take my time. You just, you've got 50 lots.
I would not do
there.
It without asking.
Yeah.
So.
No, you can certainly shift those around back and forth.
All right.
No problem. So, is there's money? I still think cost sharing is an appropriate way of expanding our Deer Springs budget to way beyond where we are right now. I think in getting some member leadership involved in doing some fun things is an appropriate way to get the things done that we want to here. I would like to concentrate more on that area up there. And I say, I will butt out on the leadership of the headquarters, Broad Hollow, Podunk, all these other areas. Somebody else can take care of them, whether the things are maintained or not. I'd just not worry about it. I would like to concentrate, and I think all of you would be extreme with some of the things that we could do up there. But we haven't done it much this year because of some of the negative noise that was made on what was being done or what should be done. So that's just a list of some of the things that I don't believe Jeff and Evie are going to be spending time on these 10 different items at that area.
Well, this is I think a prime time. I think some of these items you just brought up came about after last year's annual,
did they not? Like mm-hmm. the cost share. You haven't talked about any of these things before then, right? Can we put something together in this upcoming email, this newsletter going out that we can see? We'd like to talk about some of this and see if there's any volunteers from some of these different areas. Whether there's people in Johnny Brown, whether there's people in Crawford, I'd like to take on this leadership role. I think that's a great idea for these neighborhood situations. But put it out there to see if somebody wants to, you know, participate. And maybe, is there some way we can word something up? I'm not good at words sometimes. That, hey, you know what, we are looking at a lot of different stuff here. Is there anybody out there in the membership that would like to help donate some extra stuff and time and or funds? There may be people we don't know about that have...
For their neighborhood.
That's been done for 30 years, Mark, and it hasn't been worth a dime. We've had a push there. We've had asked for volunteer. I'll donate a used couch.
Can I make a comment here as the resident whiner?
Yes.
No. I really appreciate your foresight and thank you for the effort of doing these things. And I think good ideas, Dale. I think what was presented at the last meeting, at the annual meeting, was so vague. And as me as a planner and seeing finances and stuff, I would want you to come back with me for specific, like your red reservoir, what you want to have done on that. I would want to know a little bit, like as a neighborhood, if we want to put neighborhood groups together, what projects do you have in mind? What are you thinking? What I don't want to see is you going out there and spending oodles and oodles of dollars on a project and then come back and go, here, board, I did this. Do you like it? Do you don't like it? Can you kick back some now? Because maybe we can't afford it then. But I like your thought of, you know, the neighborhood's getting together to do things. But let's get more specific. And if you want to put it in the newsletter, let's get more detailed on what you're really asking or what you're really wanting them to do. So they'll have an idea. Because at the presentation, after the presentation last September, we're all like, what? And I took it home and looked at it, too. I still like, what? So if you could be more clear and more detailed on that, so we'll know which direction and what you're looking to do, would be helpful. You might have more people coming on.
No. I'm not asking more people to come. I know people already.
Well, for neighborhoods you would need, wouldn't you? Aren't you asking for neighborhood participation?
What offer have you had right now from all the people in Slide Canyon? Show me one proposal that's come forth. Show me one proposal that's come out of Crawford. Hey, this has been 30 years. Tell me one thing that any group has proposed.
We're not going to do it together.
Phil Hall's doing his little thing up in the corner.
Don't ask me, don't talk to me.
You know what? Maybe. Phil Hall, he doesn't ask, and I'm his neighbor. He just does it.
He just does
what he needs to do.
And with that, he doesn't get a lot of flack about it either. Do anything.
Well, he's doing it on his property, though.
Yeah, but
that's the difference. Yeah, that's a huge difference.
What was that? Well, it involves other properties, his neighbors' properties too.
It does, and never a question.
And
never,
we own the lot next to him, and he.
So I'm just saying that for you as board members,
mm-hmm. not your trees, to stay under our trees. Yeah,
I want three in one day. I'm throwing out the idea, and my guess is we'll never hear of it again.
Well, my 5 cents worth is I completely, totally support it. I don't know. He's not asking for volunteers. He's not asking for help. He's not asking for the ranch to reimburse it. That's a wishful thinking, unless I'm mistaken.
Well, no, that's right. But let me clarify one thing here. I asked for the board 10% of what was done in a bill to Clark Lamb. And so some members keep regurgitating that same thing. They were never billed for most of the things that were done. They were billed for, I passed the Clark Lamb bill onto the board because it was part of the budget. And it was a very obvious improvement. I'm not passing on the board a lot of bills for things done. I can clearly state or sign if you want me to that I will bill the board for none of the things until they're done and then leave it completely up to you leave it up to your, I won't vote on it. I'll leave it up to your conscience as to whether you take money out of the budget that was set aside for water improvement or for road improvement. But if I go ahead and pay to have that gravel spread up through there and the road fixed, all of you can see it. And if I then say, hey, by the way, I paid Alan Steed $5,000 to do that, you say it's in our budget or it's not in our budget. I'd like for all of you, when you're driving around, you look at what the Senders are doing over at your dad's old lot, 339. We spread Senders on several of those Slide Canyon roads. I drove them yesterday in the mud. See whether that makes good sense. There's things that, that we have done. I have never billed the, the association for most of these things. And what I'm saying is turn it around the other way. Don't see whether it's there or not. And if it's there, and if it's in your budget, then
pay for it.
Yeah, your conscience has got to guide you, not mine.
See, I just hate surprises. I'd rather know ahead of time what you want to do and then know it's in the budget.
I appreciate that.
But it's already going to be done.
If the rest of the board believes that, then don't vote on this.
If
the rest of the board...
And also, we've got the whole membership to think about. She's like, if it's so vague that we don't know what you want to do, we don't know what the project is.
Right. I mean, he's talking about putting gravel on the road. He's talking about improving the cabins.
So can we do those one at a time?
We already did the Senders already. We haven't got any complaints from lot owners up through Pipeline Canyon. We put all that Senders on there 2 years ago.
That's Senders. I've drove on a couple times.
And it's the only road that you can drive it.
All this is really good.
Feel any better.
Can't you just know ahead of time what's coming up so we know?
Sure, why not? But the point ends up being your opposition, say we're in favor of, we outvote you. Mm-hmm. What's the point of opposing whatever it is he's got planned, which are improvements to the ranch? Is he going to paint the cabins pink or something? I mean, is that where your objection comes?
No,
I didn't approve the paint.
He's afraid we're going to get a bill.
I'm afraid we're going to go into debt for something that we could have planned ahead for.
But it's not
for.
A debt.
Well,
you didn't ask for that.
It's owing, though. It's either consciously.
No, it's either in the budget. Either you already have it set aside in the budget.
Yeah.
Or you don't.
So let's make it a budget item before you start working on it and put it in the budget.
Well, right now,
we
can't keep waiting.
Well, we've got the roads down that you talked about. We've got the cabin improvements down. We just haven't had the manpower to do it, but the money's still there.
He's offering the manpower to go ahead.
I'm just saying what my concerns are with that.
What I'm hearing Dale say, if I might just interject, and a lot of times when you're doing projects, you don't know what it's going to cost, and you waste more time trying to get a bid on doing something instead of just doing it. He's offering a pretty generous, at least, I'm not a board member, but he's being pretty generous to say, well, I'll just do it, and then you guys decide if you want to reimburse me and how much. So
well, and here's the other question that comes with that. What if they say no, Dale? What if they just come back and say,
no, at least it's done and we enjoy it?
Yeah.
I mean,
we've made these offers for the last five years.
I want to see it take place.
We don't.
So here's my question to you. I thought the big pavilion would have been built by now.
That's what I thought.
And I also thought the water improvements would be moving along. I'm assuming they are, but not a lot of news on that.
Davey, the reason we had the material, the everybody was excited about the pavilion. One person said, I sat on the porch of number one and I want it moved. That was enough to then start looking at different locations, and it blew the whole thing.
Why?
Jody's letter about me stealing water out of Meadow Canyon in the springs has cost the association $50,000 or $75,000. Now, she may agree or not. In my budget, her letter cost the association $50,000.
Well, I'd like to know how you figured that, but it's really the point.
So, we've been to argue about some of these dinky little things. If you as a board want to move forward on some significant improvements to Deer Spring, that's my recommendation that you do. And I put in here also, I will agree not to vote at the next election. There have been so much whining that I've cheated the membership by putting the four or five of you guys who are probably better qualified than any of the other members in the entire association. And I don't bend your ear before every meeting and tell you what to wear, but the silly notion that all of you are come in as puppets, probably that your folks were puppets all. So we've got the best board that we've had in many, many years with the three of you and with Ben, and your background on Deer Springs, independent thinking, each one of you. And I haven't asked any one of you to vote on anything, but I just thought I'd throw that in, that I will not vote at the next election.
We've done that before in annual elections, is because they're belly aching and criticism, we declined to vote.
So I'd like to see a healing take place at Deer Springs without a lot of negative. Jeff and Evie, I would have been here and helped. But a letter went out that said there are three people that have a good relationship with you, and they did not want us to mess it up. They did not want us
that
to...
That was never said. That was said, yeah.
I have the letter.
We were asking for help from all over the place. That was never said.
And the three of you were to be the spokesman.
We were the only ones in contact with them.
I don't know who. Somebody else evidently offered to help, and they were told that they should not interfere.
No.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I know that song.
I don't know anything about that.
But anyway,
that. Yeah.
So, you know, back to what you want to do. I think all these things are great things to want to do, but, again, my part of it, and I'm sorry if I'm negative, but unless we know ahead of time if it's talking about something on association land that we need to know about before you do it, and then say, hey, yeah, go ahead, go for it. Sounds like a good idea. But I don't want surprises. I don't want to be financially responsible. That's where I stand on that.
Okay, can I say something now? We need to go through our top 10. Announce some of these things that you were concerned with. One of them was the Red Reservoir, and that needs to be done immediately. And we authorized Larry to do that. Is he going to be here?
That's done.
To do that? Do you know if he's going to be back from Alaska?
I'm not sure. He's not in Alaska now.
Next 30, because, yeah, we last meeting or two.
He's kind of the same, Shauna. The finding a negative thing has almost turned him off. You know, she's not running roads, she's not...
Yeah, the things that he used to do.
Spending,
all the time.
But again, over the years...
Well, he's done some roads up in Connecticut.
Yeah, did them last year.
In connection with some other things we're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Others are having a hard time bucking the attitude. As all of you understand, I can see to it that the head gate is stabilized.
If you get him to do it or somebody to do it, we are going to pay them. We want to set that aside to do that. So if you would take in charge and make sure whoever's going to do it gets it done, probably in the next week or two, we're going to have that.
Do I need to give you a drawing as to how you...
No. But if you'll do that, then because we know the monsoons are here, we know that, and it's going to start washing it out. We've got to do it immediately. They don't have time to do it because they've got to get busy, get in their house, and start, so we can prioritize what they have to do. And then I think your neighborhood thing is absolutely phenomenal. Like, are you just, what we're, the way I read it is, what happens to a neighborhood contribution? There always has to be somebody in that area who wants to head it up. And you're asking for people to step forward and say, okay, out of Slide Canyon or out of, Sorry. Anyway, at the different locations, it only takes one person to head it up. So if anybody would volunteer to pick it up, go out there, find, get those people that have got all that trash.
I think there's seven areas.
Yeah. So there needs to be somebody in each group, and then you say, then they can meet together if they want to, but they don't have to. But in that area, they can they can ask for people to help donate or do whatever in that area to get things done. Isn't that what you're talking about?
And
neighborhood contributions.
It's important to include here Jody's point, which is membership participation.
Right. Yeah.
If I'm in Crawford, goes on out and pulled up.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
That's fine.
And that's the way I feel.
But I think that's about everybody.
But I don't have to get involved in the water system that you're trying to put up, that you're trying to put together. Whatever goes on out there, however you finance it, all of those details, I don't care if the process
is. You can concentrate on your area.
I'm in Crawford. I'd like to handle whatever neighborhood situation goes on out there instead of having my neighbor bulldoze the hillside or whatever goes on. So, I mean, those are the kind of things where we have membership representation.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the general board that goes into every detail.
And micromanage every little spot.
Right.
We don't care.
We
well, I don't care. That works.
But the problem that comes about that, I mean, I'm over in Bunkerville, and it seems like, and so forth, but I can't go to my 20 neighbors and because there's a privacy act, and so I need their addresses, phone number.
Is that why we need that? Is that why?
That could be another thing.
I
just thought of a reason right now why I need this, because I can help.
Good points back to that scenario.
So
it's a great idea to have, if we can get the neighborhoods doing a Podunk neighborhood, a Crawford neighborhood.
There are seven areas.
Maybe I want to send all 20 of my people. Maybe I want to talk to them and say, does anybody want to get involved here?
You have a membership list. We can do that.
So do I have addresses?
You go into your neighborhood.
Yes.
Well,
you sure have
the county website, that's where it comes from. So anyway, you can do that and get your neighborhood together and get projects. Now, that's fine and good and dandy. And say they make this little list of things. At that point in time, they make a list of things in their neighborhood they want to do. One of them is bulldozing your hillside.
Getting
I
know, it's private property. There's no way you can go on somebody else's.
Okay, so as long as they keep it to private property, or if they're going to do it on association, wouldn't you like the seven things that they want to do, brought to the board going, okay, for the board, we can say, no, not that.
Because I don't care what Alton does. Because they're still in Kanab and Orderville.
Yeah,
I don't care what
they
do.
You're not financially responsible for them. We're
they're still in the same county.
We're not financially responsible for them.
That's
we
right.
Are
I was
yeah.
saying I would like to lead out on the neighborhood concept and on the financial concept. Leave me alone. You do Podunk, Bunkerville, whatever. And I don't want to rain on your picnic.
Right,
and I want you to not rain on mine. We'll lead out. We'll do these things within 12 months.
Well, it's in danger.
Other neighborhoods would say, "Wow, gee,
that worked.
How come we're left out?"
Yeah.
So it would be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and yet the board to meet whatever Jody wants. To have this written up.
Well, and I'm not hesitant at all. I appreciate her hesitation, but my question is, how do we move forward with it and say go? And as we've done with a couple of things, with referring to the water
and the pavilion, just go.
So with these other things,
we voted and said go. So
okay.
Go.
But with these new items that you've listed here, I mean, cabin improvements, the corrals, the mowing, the work on the Red Reservoir. What do you need from us to go ahead and start?
An invitation or authority to be kind of in charge of that area and make suggestions as to what to mowing the willows. I think we go ahead and get those willows and a lot of the rose bushes and stuff out of there.
I wish somebody would mow the willows around the commons. It's hard to fish.
Hey, would you?
Yeah.
Everything's over.
I have to come down and say, well, this is what we're going to do on the top pond, the middle pond, the lower pond.
We know what you're going to do, and then we know you can do it right.
Well, but as long as there's...
We have to ignore that.
Oh, I don't think you can.
Please listen for a second. If I want to go back to the neighborhood, but how, name me the different neighborhoods. You
right
got
here.
Coda, Johnny Brown, Crawford right Slide.
I wrote it.
Coda is Johnny Brown. Coda is Johnny Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I know that I know the lots are all public information. I can go down to the county.
Yeah, that's a
pain. You don't have to go down the county.
Rod Hall, Slide. Okay, I tried to go online to find something that Vegas said. Good luck. And is this the member that pops up on that? Is that the dad that's in the respiratory long-term care
home? Owns the lot, that was in county records.
Or is it the kid that actually comes out and uses it?
Actually, that's owns the lot.
That's kind of why we knew exactly who's coming out here and using it for that family. Maybe your brother, maybe.
That's an old one.
Just saying, maybe I never come out here, but my brother's here all the time. He's one in law with that thing, and I had nothing to do with it. But my name's on the county record, because I own everything for my family. Mm-hmm.
This was a nice present.
It needs to go to him. I need to know who's...
Then he should put his mailing address on it.
Motion so that you can do this. Do you want a letter form? Do you want Jody to spell check it or Mark to write it up?
Is the neighborhood and the cost sharing good ideas?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you want to authorize me to move in that direction?
We insist.
I agree.
So what do we do? Do we vote on it? We have the quorum here. We're good.
Okay. So what I'm saying, what I'm suggesting is,
can I see?
If I were from Slide Canyon, okay, and I went on to head that up, and what are you? And you're from Johnny Brown. And you're from
Crawford.
And you're from
Crawford.
And you're from Meadow Canyon.
Meadow Canyon.
Okay. There's five different things already represented. There's
only six.
You know what? That isn't even the issue right now. That's part of it. But the thing is, letting him go forward with
for the whole thing, he should be.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
For Meadow
Canyon? Yes.
You want to do Meadow
Canyon?
Yeah,
for our
and then I asked you earlier, it's a neighborhood thing that you want to get going. And I said, what other neighbors are going to go in? You said, I don't need any other neighbors. Well, if it's a neighborhood thing, aren't you going to talk to your neighbors? Did I misunderstand?
Yes, you misunderstood.
So the Harrises would be involved with that?
Sure.
All the lot owners up there.
If they want to be.
Yeah, they want to be.
But it isn't required.
The option in
and out. Have you separating these by lot number somewhere?
Yes, I did a map when I did this to begin with.
Can I get that?
There's lot number right there.
If I have to turn it away.
Where's the lot?
Yeah, we did that.
Across there.
So it's just five?
I don't know.
There's six head there. Were you thinking of it because the headquarters have a lot more acreage of dividing this?
Yeah, on one
the
map,
headquarters
I put half of...
There's leadership.
She's separate one besides headquarters.
There was headquarters. It was divided into two.
Because it was so big. If the acreage was really big.
So how many lots?
Ryan, I think he's thought about Ryan as being over that.
And that's this list right here. Those are the leadership across there.
It's been a long time since I did this.
My lot numbers are not on there.
Could we just excuse ourselves and go work?
This is
kind of executive stuff, and I don't want to interfere with the momentum. Sounds like you're getting some resolution, but I just had a few items I wanted to mention just for information. The deputy assessor was out here Thursday, and you're missing this. The deputy assessor was out here Thursday, and I just assured him there was no additions, no improvements, it was just maintenance. So he took a picture of the outside, ranch house, but he didn't go in. And picture. So I just thought for whatever, I've got his card. I'll send it in the activity report if you have his name. I've been trying to get the chlorine levels up in the 40,000 gallon tank. I think now we've got the algae problem solved, so I think we'll be able to get a successful test now. Snake update, there's been 8 snakes killed around here. Two of them, rattlesnakes. Two of them are Mojave Green, which are more venomous and they're more aggressive. So that's a little concerning.
That's actually normal.
That's been here.
That's Ranch wide.
Okay.
Or headquarters?
In this area, headquarters.
Yeah.
Anyway,
one up there.
Yeah. I'm pleased that no tools seem to be taken or stolen. The only thing we lost was a bunch of aloe vera stuff from the refrigerator.
$30
in the ranch house.
In the ranch house.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff she needed desperately that we got in Salt Lake last
really
time.
But,
somebody just walked
out. Are you
up
out? Well, yeah. I use the fresh aloe vera plant if I can find it around. I don't know where to find it around here. You guys know where to find it.
Want me to use that?
She just needs a little.
Well, yeah, that'd be awesome, actually. I have some in Salt Lake. I want to bring back. But I use the pieces. I mean, they're amazing.
I can make some on my yard every month.
Well,
I can yank some out of my yard and bring them up.
Oh,
you
did? Yeah. Really? No, I just love it.
Well,
and then they grow pretty fast.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I will. We'll talk about the top 10, and I'll email that to you guys.
Well, we appreciate everyone's efforts, and you know, we realize there was some confusion. We hope to get that all resolved, and you know, having a cell phone, having internet that we can rely on will really limit our stress level.
But you know not to expect 100%. You know that, right?
Huh?
You do know not to expect 100%. Not even 90%, right?
Cell phone and internet, then there's redundancy.
A little bit, but you will never get 100%.
Jeff?
Yeah.
These folding chairs came out of that storage area at the back here.
Okay, we'll put them away.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks,
Scott.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
Glad
did you bring this?
Yes, I did. I want them back when you're done.
Thank you.
My only copy.
I have it on the computer.
Good.
We worked on that. That's been a long time ago.
So, back to the neighborhood thing, you know, I'm all for the neighborhood project. If you get the neighborhood people involved in it and the ones that want to be involved in it and they come together and they agree to something rather than it's a neighborhood thing and you're just going to do it because you want to do it. I think the neighborhood needs to agree on it.
Right.
But not everybody will.
Everybody
will.
Well, no, but the majority. And the majority.
I am not going to canvass 100 levels.
How many people in Meadow Canyon?
But that's not what it's about.
That's not the whole thing.
It's just
they want help. But you're asking for people to help you.
No, he's not.
No,
no,
he's not. He's offering the
if they want to. Yeah,
but it's not a community effort. Phil Hall didn't ask me when he wanted to do what he calls improvements on his lot.
And he improved the road. He didn't ask.
But he's used some of the gravel from my lot to improve the road. So, but it's a. I'm not going to ask what's going on in Broad Hollow. I don't really care.
Right.
You shouldn't expect my support. You certainly shouldn't expect me to participate or pay for it. And so I think that's what we're doing here. And the improvements that he wants to do, we may or may not pay for. In his wildest dreams, the ranch is going to pay for the things that he wants to do. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But he's leaving the door open, as any good business person would, where he... We should, of our heart, no. We should, because it's an improvement for all of us. It's an investment in this ranch property that we all own. So, of course, we should. If we could, if we were smarter, we would. We would find the ways. Not necessarily richer. We have plenty of
resources
here.
If we could.
Right.
I mean,
so,
get work.
I am totally in favor of it. I wish we could vote on it. Move on. Because I was... Very much.
Make the motion without for a vote.
I make the motion that we support. Yes.
Oh.
I thought you were yawning.
Okay,
she's going to write it down. And the motion is to get out of Dale's way so that he can make some improvements.
Don't put it like that.
Establish neighborhoods.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not quite. No.
Create neighborhoods on the ranch.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to come.
I
don't give a hoot about the rest of drinks. I'm asking you to authorize, I guess.
Write this down, Jody. Or not Jody. Sorry.
To create a neighborhood on the DSROA land. And I don't know whether 640 acres there. And you can either include the other three lots or you can leave them out.
Okay. Are you including the water system in this?
It's already done. That's not even an issue.
Create a neighborhood on the DSRO land.
Well, yeah. No. Okay. The first part about...
Finish the motion.
No, okay.
There are guidelines that we...
Finish the motion.
...for the Metacoming Spring. Not at will.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's
that part of it's already handled. So yeah.
That's
as long as he's not consuming that in that.
Well, he's off and running on.
Oh, that's okay. Thing,
so stay out of
the way. To create a neighborhood on the DSRO A land.
Neighborhood leadership or neighborhood what? Or just plain old neighborhood?
Well, is that part of the Meadow Canyon, Slide Canyon? All that's in that one neighborhood, right?
No, I think the meadow, this is more particularly DSROA doesn't have anything Slide Canyon in place. DSROA owns that chunk of land. And that's giving us leadership opportunity to make and do things on that piece of real estate.
And can we list these things specifically in any?
If you want to add some more to that, that's just...
Well, for starters, I mean, we have specific things, so it's not Bulldoze and Hillside like happened in mine.
Right. Okay.
So we have the cabin improvement, the Pioneer Cabin improvement.
Yes,
Pioneer Cabin improvement.
But then we also have the Ranch Cabin improvements.
Wait, I can only write so fast.
This isn't going to happen overnight. But if we have
the
range responsibility or opportunity, some of these things we would plan today that may be a year or two down the line.
And I mean, we could say encourage Dale to do these things. And of course, I mean, I don't know that you need authorization from the board. Encourage leadership, and anyone else that wants to do anything else, help clean up that podunk or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That should be something that they make happen because it's their neighborhood.
Well,
I've never seen the mess out
either.
There.
I'm actually not sure. Well, they organized and got a water system in and all the lot, you know, this was years ago.
And if they
it was a cooperative thing. They acted as a neighborhood the whole time.
Val had. Whoever it was had the initiative to do the planting.
Ramrodded it.
And whatever. We overhauled
some. Well, keep in mind, though, look at the water issues over there now.
How many years have we been up and going?
Yeah, but it's not an approved water source and water system.
Yes, it is.
It's a state approved water system.
So, back to our.
Can I go back to the motion you guys know what it's on? To create a neighborhood leadership opportunity on the DSROA land, 640 acres. Including the Pioneer Cabin improvement.
Cabin.
And the old cabins, 1, 2, 3, and 4 improvements, and the large pavilion.
And I don't even know if that needs to be mentioned because we
already have a couple. Okay, we've already got that. You've
got the metal corrals.
The metal corrals moved.
You've got the mowing.
The willows and the
rose. The willows and the rose.
And then the Red Reservoir, I don't know if that has to be mentioned.
No, because it's already done.
Okay.
It's already been
there. So we are. And anything else?
Mowing of willows and what?
Wild roses.
Roses.
Now, remember, wild roses are a good source of...
Or did you have the graveling of the roads? The road improvement from the...
Say we're done?
From the ponds,
I think so. That's what it means.
From the metal gate. It's got the...
The ponds,
this is the date.
The deadline.
Okay, read it.
Okay, now let's make sure we got it.
This
is your motion.
Okay.
To create a neighborhood leadership opportunity, or to allow Dale. You want me to put that in here?
Something like that. I mean,
you're motioning to
encourage Dale to
encourage Dale
take leadership in
to create a neighborhood leadership opportunity on the DSROA land, 640 acres, including the Pioneer Cabins improvements, the old Cabin 1, 2, 3, and 4 improvements, the Middle Corral moved, relocated.
Where is that?
The mowing of willows and wild roses, and the road improvements from the upper plant to the Forest Service gate. Is that some? Does that cover
it? Good to me. I mean, maybe for those that are a little bit suspicious that he'll keep the board informed, like he did on the water on the pavilion. That doesn't mean he comes for permission. He's already got it. He just keeps us up to date with that.
Keep the board informed.
Oh, my God. There's a peacock on it. The tractor driving it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Picture.
Just even in the orange thing back there, on the tractor board or whatever it is.
He's in the driver's seat.
Where's on the front?
No, he's on the
front. He's on the driver's seat.
Who's on it?
Oh, a peacock. We should pay him and put him on the work, huh?
No. He's okay. On this. So.
Okay, so let's do this. Okay, now Dave made this motion. Here it is. To encourage Del Carson to create a neighborhood leadership opportunity on the DSROA land, 640 acres. Including the Pioneer Cabins improvements, the old cabin 1, 2, 3, and 4 improvements, metal corral relocated, mowing of the willows and wild roses, the upper ponds to the Forest Service gate. He will keep the board informed of progress.
Did you want to put on the DSROA Meadow Canyon area or neighborhood?
Meadow Canyon neighborhood.
Meadow Canyon.
Yeah, after the DSR.
Yes, or land metal. There's metal canyon. Metal canyon here.
And then I think scratch old before 1, 2, 3, and 4 because we've got Pioneer Cabins. We know what those are, and then we know what
cabins. Cabins 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay. Cabins 1, 2, 3, and 4 improvements. Okay. Let me read it one more time. You got it.
Go. Okay. We got it. No, just go. Okay. Somebody needs a second.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Seconded by Claude. Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed.
Dale, you got to be in favor.
Well, I...
Yeah.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, my goodness.
I definitely vote yes.
Okay.
Well, you hold the other members.
We hold them?
Hold them.
No, we won't hold them. We have... Like was said earlier, who said it, we've got, like Brent said, we've got a pretty good idea of what the other members feel and would say.
Okay.
Moving on.
How are we moving on? Are we into financials now? Is it my turn? Financials?
Your executive financial, you wanted your time on, because we've been in here, but you held it back for this, which is basically what we are.
Okay. No, this is just fine. That's where we're at. We better, we're an executive, then what we need to do is go out and come back.
We need to just turn that.
Hey, Vance?
Who's going to motion to close the meeting?
I am.
Hey, Vance?
On a motion to
close the meeting.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you guys done with the open meeting?
Yeah.
Make a motion and close it.
We just did.
All right.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Bye.